Blog Talk Radio.
Exciting program today. This starts the kickoff of our so-called Black History Month, Negro League, whatever you want to call it. It's February, y'all. We about to get it on. And today starts the hot cash money rounds at high noon. We have our callers. We gave out invitations. We have all who have so far given their invitation to join us at 12 to win from a $5 bet $100. the way this is going to go. Each of you will be given questions. Each question is worth $10. Whoever gets to 100 first gets the $100. That's how we're going to work it. And if we get to the qualify round, then we have to do a qualify answer. That means you could only have one chance to win it all if all you have the same score in the final hour of the game. This is going to be exciting. Today's program is going to be a three-parter. Black History, the Untold Story. And let me let you know, for 8 years, we have given you more than black history. We have given you the cultic side of all history. Because without their cult, there is no way of you ever to tell anybody you know history. That is a bold-faced lie if you do not know the secret orders that go along with history. And today's program would be no other than one of those programs where facts matter. Now, let's get started. So much going on in the black world today. I'm going to deal with the black world right now because the black world is going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, many of us are preparing for the Super Bowl and all the stuff we've been saying. And my man, Brother West came up with a good idea for the show. I'm going to have to tell everybody. Then somebody make a noise about it. And also, start keeping yourself down. If we hear you at 12 or noon, many of you will be cut off anyway. Only the people who paid to be in the money round would be on the air. That's a fact. So if you didn't join the money round by 12 o'clock, unfortunately, you will only be hearing the program through the voices of those who are getting ready for the money round. Now, so many things are going on. And it's only right that we let everybody in early on this program so we can hear from them, because this history, this so-called proclamation, emancipation, and everything else that goes along with it also has a hidden side to it. And every part of this program, so those of you who are listening to the money round, every part of this program has a clue, including that song. So we're going to let you know, you better listen carefully, because what better way to get five to get 100? No other than the Helios. Now, let's get busy. This program is predicated on, really, do you know history? Or do you know the history of yourself? And that, to be hearing all this stuff that you've been told in high school and in grammar school and elementary school, it's a farce. Absolute farce. If you look at just the collage of pictures we put up there, that was just simple. I got some more that during this whole 1, 2, 3 series that we're going to do on Black History, the Untold Story. You will find out that you've pretty much been lied to on every aspect of this so-called history, including the people who claim to be a part of the major part of the history from the Civil Rights Movement to the early days of slavery, to Nat Turner, all that. All that. You will find out this month that you've been bamboozled. And now I'm going to tell you, I watched a lot of shows this week, you know, Black History got everybody on. And I watched Malcolm the other day. And it was so funny because it was excellent. Well, you know, I just had to watch. Couldn't get enough of watching it. And one of the most profound things of that movie was when he was being recorded by the CIA after the so-called split with the Nation of Islam. Under that split, he was watched. He knew he was being watched. But in that movie, the two white agents said, this guy is a monk compared to Martin Luther King. I said, it hit me. I said, wow. I said, man, ain't this amazing? This is one guy who actually wanted to do right. His faith was tested based on what we always talk about, the sex game. His leader was having a sexcapade. And it hurt his soul because he stuck up for this man for years and years and years, only to be told by Brother Bang that he's just a human being, or by Elijah Muhammad's son, he's just my father. It doesn't click to you until you realize how brainwashing our history has been. But then I said, man, the CIA was like this man, and they had to kill this man. But the King character, they were like, this guy is a deviant. I went and looked up what the CIA said about King. It was unbelievable as compared to Martin Luther King versus Malcolm X. Somebody need to make a play on that, on CIA tapes on who is the most vile and who was the most sincere. And that will tell you a lot about those in the civil rights movement today. We'll be covering some of that hypocrisy as well. But think about that. The CIA said, hey, man, Malcolm X is a monk, man. This guy doesn't do anything. He's sincere. He wants to help his people. But to say it about King was kind of scary to me. I said, man, that is unbelievable. So what was he doing? Well, we're not going to go into that today, but you will get the untold story as we progress with part one, part two, and part three of these series, because it's no longer necessary to keep yourself lying into the dark of this history that you claim that you only suffered for 400 years, which is an allegoric number. Because for 400 years, you only suffered so far in America. You ain't counting the rest of the years of all that was done. And that's where the scary part comes in. So we're going to see if you know your history really good. So get ready, because this program will give you so many of the clues necessary to probably get to the $100 round. Now, the person that got me talking about everything this week was football. And Brother West said the game name was going to be something we're going to name that game. Y'all should think about it. The Baphomet, which is the Rams, versus the Year of the Tiger, which is the Order of Cincinnati. So we got the Baphomet versus the Year of the Tiger. That's going to be an exciting Super Bowl. Count on that. And we look forward to that at many of the so-called glades of streaming of occult symbolism all week long, starting tomorrow. Actually, today, with the so-called Pro Bowl. But we want your thoughts on that, too. And I told somebody who, and this is Miami Dolphin territory, of course, you know that. And we had a hard talk about this coach situation with Flores. And again, I get schooled every day. I didn't even know Flores was Spanish. Had no clue. I'm thinking, hey, brother from New York, I know a lot of island people from New York, but, you know, to find out he's from Honduran family mixture, and he speaks pretty good Spanish, he never shows it. At least I have not seen it on television. Would never know he talked good. I just see him always looking like he's serious. But he said something that many of you should be laughing yourself out into the bed. You should be laughing out your seat. He said it ain't fair in the hiring practices of the NFL. I just like, really, Sherlock, no, you just find this out after 20 years with the New England Patriots that the NFL may be cheating. You was with the most cheatingest team for 20-something years. If anybody know about cheating, it's Boston. Just ask baseball. Just ask any other sports. Who knows if the Celtics was rigged back in the day of not Bird, but before that, Havlicek and JoJo White. See, I know sports pretty well, too. And so I don't see how that's a revelation. And then he said something that many of you here in Dade County and New York and Atlanta and Chicago and Cleveland and you name it, Midwest. I went to an interview that I knew was going to go to somebody else. No shit, Sherlock. You know how many interviews I went to Dade County? Knew it was not going to be my job, but I went anyway to see what lie they was going to tell. And, of course, it happens all the time. I can tell you that. Anybody work for Dade County know you go into an interview, you best to have a friend on the panel because you're not getting a job. That's just plain and simple. So that wasn't even no new revelation. So what is the revelation? Revelation could be a psyop. To keep your mind looking at what this going on over here, when really over here, they about to take your ass into the New World Order War. And guess what? Well, I need a lot of black people help in these wars. You know that, right? I'm sure you know that. And so that's another thing we need to talk about this morning, how sports can manipulate you into believing a psyop. Just like they got Black Lives Matter on every stadium, yet Black Lives Matter was brought in by a white man from the Weather Underground. See if y'all can remember the group. in the money round. I mean, it's common sense that the NFL is the biggest hypocrites forever to be even in the skies of social justice. Anybody believes in Kaepernick, you got to be stupid too. Kaepernick got rich. And I don't think nothing came your way but some feel-good shit, feel-good pride, want to clap on that. That's all you want to do? See, that's why I say it can give you $600 or $1,200. And those of you got the PPP loan, you, your shit in trouble. They coming after you. We tried to warn you. If you didn't have your shit in order for the PPP loans, we're going to talk about that too. They coming after your ass. Get ready. They went after Tyler Perry people. They went after sports figures. They went after Haitians here going, you know, getting that good money. We're going to go after Jamaicans here. We are USDA here. Everybody is going to get it. The IRS is coming for you. Get ready. You thought you was going to get $50,000. Let's go let that body. Here's $50,000. No, let me get $1 million. I only got two people working for me. Boy, oh boy, get ready. And then all this is going on. You got Whoopi Goldberg. Come on, y'all. Fooling you on The View, which is V for vagina. Fooling you on The View. As if she changed her name to a Jewish name. Her name ain't even Whoopi Goldberg. Look up her real name. I should have had that for the question, but that's too easy to find that one out. This is going to be hard today. But you should have figured that out. She's lying. She even dated a man who celebrity roasted her, Ted Danza, in blackface. Amazing. And speaking of blackface, Trudeau from Canada, who may be, now I'm going to say something that may scare y'all. He may be Fidel Castro's son. You better go look up the pictures of Trudeau and Castro and go read the history how his mother, Margaret Trudeau, could have been sexing Castro back in the day. But nonetheless, this man was in blackface. Blackface. So it really don't mean nothing to black folks, because there's a lot of Jamaicans and Trinis and even India in Canada. And didn't get upset. They didn't really that upset. They worried about the company in America so they can get that, you know, get out there back to, you know, spending that money. The supply chain. And then the most horrifying thing is, see, when you know symbols, you know that caravan that's going on, the trucking caravan that's going on in Canada, the emblem is designed with 666. Go look it up. Look up the emblem of the caravan for Canada. I look at symbols, and I've seen 666, and I said, oh, man. And then to make it, I knew it had to be a PSYOP. Do you know that GoFundMe won't give them the $10 million now? Won't give them the $10 million. Ain't that strange? Because so many people was behind this rally with money. They put, they see, one thing about you black folks, which I won't say for the day because it's only $5, but see, they put $10 million up for their freedom fighting event. Can you imagine that? Black folks put up $10 million of their own money for their own freedom fighting event. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. So first of all, I have to dispel some shit for y'all immediately. See, I'm working warlock white magic today. And all my witches on the line, I hope you got your magic show ready too. Because first of all and foremost, before I even start this program, I will be giving out five quotes. Five quotes. The first quote, quote one, history shows that it does not matter who is in power or what revolutionary force takes over the government. Those who have not learned to do for themselves and have to depend solely on the other never obtains any more rights or privileges in the end than they had in the beginning. So let us begin this program by saying, you've been lied to about the whole slave game.
Hey, This is the story of the slave trade between Europe and Africa, a tragic tale of coastal villages raided and men, women and children carried off into captivity, loaded onto ships, taken to be sold as slaves in another continent and never seeing their homes again. A familiar enough narrative, except that in this case, the villages being depopulated in this way were English, and the slave traders arrived in ships which had sailed from Africa. Long before the British ever became involved in the slave trade, slavers out of Africa were raiding not only the British Isles, but many other European countries, from Iceland to Malta, Ireland to Spain, and Italy to the Netherlands, carrying off white slaves to be sold in the slave markets of Africa. During the 1970s, the British held hundreds of political prisoners behind barbed wire without charge for years on end. This could have been embarrassing, putting people in mind of South Africa and the Soviet Union, had we not decided to call them internees instead of political prisoners. This solved the problem so well that even to this day, many people don't know anything at all about the political prisoners of the 1970s held in Britain. The same thing with Barbary pirates. The word pirate is faintly comical, bringing to mind Long John Silver, Captain Hook, even Captain Pugwash. Pirates raised the skull and crossbones flag and hunted for treasure, didn't they? The Barbary pirates were actually after people, white Christians specifically, who could be sold as slaves in Muslim countries. Here are some white slaves in Africa during the 17th century. There was a very old tradition of slavery in Africa, long before the coming of Europeans. Black empires enslaved neighbouring nations, various tribes made slaves of outsiders, the Arabs took black people for slaves, and sometimes the other way round. Slavery was an old African tradition, and it is not to be wondered at that it flourished on what became known as the Barbary Coast. Of course, everybody knows about Europeans going to Africa and taking the people off into slavery. It's taught in schools. White slavery is not so well known. The Barbary Coast was named after the Berbers who originally lived there and included countries like Algeria, Tunisia and modern-day Morocco. From ports there, Muslims set off to Europe to seize as many white Christians as they could for the slave markets of North Africa. How extensive was this trade? Was it a trifling affair of a few hundred people here and there? Hardly. The island of Gozo, part of modern Malta, was attacked in July 1551 and the entire population of 5,000 people taken off into slavery. This was a serious problem for Europe, especially in the Mediterranean countries, but also for Britain and even Iceland. Current estimates suggest that the number of Europeans captured and taken to Africa numbered in the millions. The Barbary pirates attacked shipping as well as land, and were in the habit of taking the crews of ships and then just leaving the ships drifting on the ocean. In Britain, for instance, the fishing industry was under serious threat in the 17th century because men dared not put to sea in the North Sea or the English Channel for fear of being captured by slavers. On land, some coastal districts of Spain became practically deserted because people feared to live there. From Venice in the north to Malaga in the south, whole swathes of the European coast became deserted, because those living there were always at the risk of slavers descending on their villages and taking them off to Africa. The sack of Baltimore in Ireland gives one good example of what was going on at that time. The entire population was removed. Cornwall was in particular danger, being at the end of England, as you might say. For example, at Mounts Bay in Cornwall, 60 men, women and children were taken away. In 1626, St. Kevin was repeatedly attacked, and boats out of Loo, Penzance, Mousel and so on were all at risk of being seized by pirates. It was thought at the time that around 60 Barbary men of war ships were prowling the coast of Britain in the 17th century. Sir John Eliot, Vice Admiral of Devon, declared that the seas around England seem to be theirs. We think of Pirate Island as being in the Caribbean, but for a while the Isle of Lundy in the Bristol Channel was held by the Barbary pirates and used as their base. In 1645, another raid by Barbary pirates on the Cornish coast saw 240 men, women and children kidnapped. To keep the slave population stable, around one quarter had to be replaced each year, which for the period from 1580 to 1680 meant around 8,500 new slaves each year, a total of 850,000 in the course of the century. According to one estimate, 7,000 English people were abducted between 1622 to 1644, many of them ships' crews and passengers. But the corsairs also landed on unguarded beaches, often at night, to snatch the unwary. This was a huge business. The Muslim world needed galley slaves, they needed labourers, they needed people to guard harems, all sorts of people, and they preferred to use Christians rather than Muslims for this. The rulers of the countries of North Africa were entitled to an eighth of all the slaves captured, and these were used for public works. Cervantes, author of Don Quixote, was a slave in Africa for several years before being ransomed. This was another motive for the slave trade. If you could seize well-to-do people, they could be ransomed by their families, sold in effect for money. The rise of the British Navy was in part due to the efforts to combat the Barbary pirates' depredations on the shores of Britain. Samuel Pepys mentions this in his diary. He says, "I went to the Fleece Tavern to drink, and there we spent till 4 o'clock telling stories of Algiers and the manner of the life of slaves there. Captain Mutum and Mr. Dawes, who have both been slaves there, did make me fully acquainted with their condition, how they eat nothing but bread and water, how they are beat upon the soles of their feet and bellies at the liberty of their padron, how they are all night called into their master's quarters, and there they lie." The conditions of the white slaves in Africa were sometimes worse than those of the black slaves in the Caribbean and America. Some were routinely castrated, create eunuchs to guard harems. Others were kept as galley slaves, not setting foot ashore for years on end. The ill treatment of these slaves in Africa...
Now, we're about to bring you back into the reality now. Shift your brain to the east, even though you sit in the west, and you only got a half the story. When you put the full story together, you can see why they use symbolism like 1619 Project. You can see what they said. People today in Colombia, different countries across the globe, they'll kidnap you in hopes that your family have enough money to give it to you. So all this that y'all been talking, never talk about the root cause. Cause and effect, y'all. Let's get ready for the Helios, because this is the money round, baby. We about to get it. Get ready for High Noon. Hope y'all listening, because we got a lot of programs showing. When High Noon get here, all of my listeners who came into the globe will be given that chance. All right, let's go there. 1-877 going down the line. 1-877, what's your thoughts on this? This phenomenon, and if you want to kick it about anything we discussed on any of these topics, please feel free.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine and well. So, yep. Get to the meet and greets, grits of all this.
Oh, yes. The history that we need to learn in school is about the history of truth and about exactly how the black people in America have been affected by not getting the actual true history of slavery, of how we got here, who's responsible for the treatment. And because of the miseducation of slavery and how it affects us has led us into a victimized group of people lost without any type of true understanding of self. And in order for us to grow and not be and not run away from slavery or black oppression that has happened to us here in America, but instead, what we have to do is we have to learn, study the history, mm-hmm. and embrace it with a hug, and
right.
not feel victimized, and
okay.
not continue to blame, you know, white people, because history does tell us that it was not just the white people; it was mainly our people who enslaved us, and it's our people who has confused us with history, like they're doing now in the school.
All
system.
Right, hold on, everybody gets 2 minutes. I'm looking at the clock, so you got about 30 seconds, and I'm going to the next caller. So we gonna make this make sense.
So you know, we got this February month, and I know a lot of us get all excited, like we got excited with the Black Lives Matter, but history tells us that black people only move emotionally, not by studying and researching and understanding that we have to we have to survive
right.
on our own and learn to be
like that quote. Just like that quote. Anybody who do for themselves and have depend solely on others never obtain any more rights or privileges in the end than they have in the beginning. Sound like the policies we're going through now. Let me go to 6661. Welcome to the Helios. You got 3 minutes.
Hey, my brother, Great Donan. In the words of Brother West, it's a good day to be alive. The history of our people, the story, or his story, I mean, they've been telling the story for a while. It's that we don't see it. And what gives them the out amongst these so-called wizards is that they use the Hegelian dialect, you know, but they use it backwards. It's like telling you but not telling you and coded. So we haven't, some of us, not on the line, but we haven't gotten to that point where we realize to navigate through what they actually tell us. But they tell us our history every day. It's just for us to listen. But what gives them the out of the persecution that we have is the Hegelian dialect, because, hey, we telling you, because it's written in the universe, we tell you, they got to tell it to you. But they tell it to those who don't know the Hegelian dialect, but they are telling you your history every day. So I remember when it came down to my ancestry, my great-grammy from, and I'm from the island, she said, we were Arawak. And then when I researched it and whatever, and I saw the it was a language, a dialect spoken by the two of the native tribes that migrated or a part of, were cousins to the Olmecs, which were the Garifunos and the Kalinagas, which were, they were native to the Americas anyway, those Atlanteans. I could relate, and they spoke. And they spoke the Pig Latin, and the Pig Latin was connected to the Latin. They just spoke it backwards, you know. So it was a coded language.
It was a game for us.
Pig Latin, yeah. So, you know, I understood the language, and it's there.
Well, let me just say this. What's your thoughts about the fact that, many of our black people, whatever their diversity is, seems to look up to America? Then we act like the people, like you just said, that were here, wouldn't it be more logical to use them as slave labor first? I mean, before you stick to go way back and get all these other people, I would think you would like, you know, here's a chance to get the people here who is pigment to do the work. And then through their own history of being here, you know they got governments. So what's your thoughts? Think about it, because they had to bring somebody here to talk to the Arawaks, to talk to the tribe you said you came from. What did they tell them to make them so gullible? What would you think they would tell a group to be this gullible that got weapons?
Well, they migrated in the religion, first of all, and they whitewashed the religion with the orders from the pontiff.
Were they white at that time? Were they white, or were they just that group we just told you about called the Berbers? because it seemed like the burgers
all of
came
that.
We want to make distinctions because I want to now quit going with they and stuff. Give me distinct groups. You saying that they're the Berbers, which are Morocco, Libya, and those groups actually came over there and did their treaty. They knew Latin. So obviously,
yes.
we still brainwashed because we still saying white people. White people ain't do that.
Yeah.
We should know about that. That's part of the curse. That's part of the curse. Let me get some more
clarity. Absolutely, because when you look at the religion part, and they came in the religion first, and you look at the religion part, whether it's Caribbean or whatever, a lot of them are mostly Catholic, Roman Catholic, and then maybe in the end you may have Baptists and whatever, but they were whitewashed with
right.
the religion, Presbyterian
right.
and whatnot.
But
Catholic
saying,
is the number one
okay,
religion.
I'm going to take another call. I want y'all to start thinking about y'all history. According to the story, y'all, Cristobal Columbus came with Moors, Berbers. They brought back people from here, y'all. Took them back to Salamanca. I'm giving you all the names. They were Cars and Cordoba, the Cato Montibar. Now, you telling me that once they took these people and they seen they took just quite enough to show that look at this group, when they bring back the other cat, they dressed as priests. Now, how? So the guy's black that came back as a priest, everybody. This is a fact. Let's keep remember. I hope y'all realize, getting to the hot money game, you best to know it's going to be hot to get that money. 3318. We're going to make it hot on everybody today. Thinking.
Morning, drive homes. Hey,
man,
listen, glad to be usually I sit in the congregation, but this time I'm going to be in the choir and hang out, if you don't mind, bro.
Go ahead, hang with us, baby.
Yes, sir. And I also want to put this other information. I was down in the Sunshine State. I was in the central area. I couldn't get down south. I was trying to get down south down
yeah.
there with you.
But I
hung out in the central. Ooh, the Latinos
okay,
up
good.
There in the central area, they're running that joke, but the Chinese really running it. Let me get back to it. Stay on course. But I say, in one of the topics, what the narrator was saying, he said they kept them alive barely on, listen, bread and water. Since when can men survive on bread and water? Maybe women and children can survive on bread and water for smaller portions. So it really wasn't cattle rustling, it was chattel rustling. And the only reason why they wanted to stop doing it, because like you're saying, those barbers and everyone didn't follow the decree of how they were going to move the product. So they start falsifying the documents, a.k.a. the ship notes or whatever they call them, the ship lab, and they were confiscating the goods. That's when it all went away. Now, they thought that, like you're saying, these families, they thought they can run it with no problem, but here come, we'll call them the modern-day Irish, and they started falsifying the paperwork. And they all started going away. And the Cordovas can't have motherfucking outsiders come marrying into their family. So what do? We're shutting all this shit down, and we're going to make them all slaves to usury laws, a.k.a. taxation.
Man, I think that might be on the one. Y'all better listen up more, because taxation, according to your creed, without representation, is tyranny.
Got it.
That's what they say. So we go have
I'm on mute.
Yeah. Well, hey, keep yourself. Cause remember, before we get ready for that round, all you who have paid your cash after get in the round, we got your numbers. We're gonna call you out. So get ready. We still got a lot of programming to go. Let's jump in back and forth. I got y'all lines open since y'all everybody wanna hit the number one button. Wanna jump in this? Please hit the number one button, because sooner or later you're gonna have to talk. So let me ask y'all, because of this, which is a cult. Because if this cult, in modern day terminology, can still do pirateism, and we still got the same, brother, you hit it on the nose, brother, you've been hitting it on the nose, Sister Keila, you've been hitting it on that. Y'all been saying that they fighting over trade routes, the Silk Road. So basically, these same foes are actually in the play again. Now let's go with this modern day stuff, because these civil war, I've been hearing a lot of talk about civil war on shows, and now the talk shows be using the same lingo we talk about. Now, if y'all look back at the show, we coined that the talk with facts matters. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants the facts. Ever since these last 3 years, that's all. Ever since fake news been on the front of everybody's thinking, because everybody know they've been telling the news is fake for a long time. A long time. So basically, I'm gonna put the PSYOP out there. Y'all be the ones out there listening, want to jump in this. All the Black Lives Matter, all that stuff was a pure psychotic PSYOP. They knew that they have to go a new direction. Everybody, y'all know this. Y'all said it yourself. They using taxation. You are not realizing how much tax is on the people of this land. I mean, unbelievable amount of tax that we just take for granted. We really do. We don't think about it. We just don't, because they got us in fear of the IRS. And IRS definitely is a guerrilla organization that is financed now to take you into digital AI with your tax return. I'm not making this up. This is the facts. Now, we're going back to three dimensions of government. Ours, the one that was created right here on this land. And then you got the one that was usurped into that. That's that Bible story. Usurped into the land. And now he taking the birthright, which is the booty of the land. And then the resource of the land, which y'all know is slavery. Slavery is necessary. I know y'all say, oh, sorry, Paul said, no, slavery is necessary. And you say, well, why, what you mean? Because everybody wants to do it. If you think about it on your macro, micro, you want to enslave anybody who does not really agree with you on some cases. You figure, hey, man, it's because we all have done it. We're like, man, they thinking like different than we think. That's done on purpose. That's done on purpose because they know if the people really on the same frequency like y'all been saying, and we're going to get deep today. We're going to give it to y'all. Y'all gave it to me. There's some laws that's going to be set up for this year of Jubilee. All you Bible thumpers, it's in there. Y'all better look up what the year of Jubilee really means. But before they do the year of Jubilee, they always got to have three wars. They got to have them. I'm warning you now, the same area that I just showed you where the slave trade was, is the same Balkan, the Balkans, the Balkan wars. Didn't they just tell you that the Africans, I'm just using the continent name, just went through the whole coastline, wiping them out. They knew who was over here. They say Meta Musa was over here. So they obviously knew they had the maps, these serious maps called the map of Parisi or something with a P. And when you go look this up in Latin, see, that's why Latin is beautiful, because it takes you to the clues. It's almost like writing a movie, you know. And it said that these maps was like a centimeter off from the actual coastline. I mean, true to accuracy. Now, only way you can see this, if you think about it, y'all, is in the sky, but I'm not going to go there yet. And yet, they knew that was coming. They knew everything, how to get here, what time of the season. It was a cult to do it. Everybody can't do that shit. You don't know how to read the stars and signs right now. If I put you in the ocean right now, in the Atlantic right now, in a boat, I bet your ass be screaming for the Coast Guard. How much you make a bet? Now, the reason why I'm saying all this is because they need us to participate in the grand ritual. I see it clear. Y'all see it clear. That's why we do these programs, because y'all see. The third war, they took down his statue, was Albert Pike, everybody. Grand Sovereign Commander of the Holy Ku Klux Klan, the military wing of the Jesuit Army in America, under the disguise of now the Democratic Party. Now, you can take it to the grave if I'm lying. Bet you'll find out. As time will show, they're preparing you for 1, 2, 3.
He used to be a Catholic and then became a Protestant. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, 16th President of the United States, Lincoln's private letters. They were burnt by his son Robert, restated by Charles Chiniki, who was the personal confidant of the President. In a letter dated 22 January 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike. Now, Albert Pike is this high mason who wrote this, the manual, if you like, of Scottish Freemasonry. He said the following: we must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are. It must appear as things are as they were in the beginning, with their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present. But we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown. Now, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Mancini, and that was dated August 15, 1871, in which he propagated that there should be a world order, a one order where all nations are under the control of one central organization. And in order to achieve this, they plan the First World War, to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, protector of orthodoxy, and bring about an atheistic communistic state. Did that happen? The Second World War, that's also written long before the event, to originate between Great Britain and Germany, to strengthen communism as antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture, and bring about a Zionist state in Israel. Did it achieve this objective? Yes? In fact, after this war, Israel, in its present form, was reinstated under the protection of Britain. And then, interestingly enough, a Third World War, a Middle Eastern war involving Judaism and Islam, and spreading internationally. Well, here's another quote. Just in case people don't like that quote, Mancini with Pike developed a plan for three world wars so that eventually every nation would be willing to surrender its national sovereignty to a world government. The first war was to end the Tsarist regime in Russia, the second to allow the Soviet Union to control Europe, the third world war was to be in the Middle East between Muslim and Jews and would result in Armageddon. Interesting. Now, how were they going to do it? Let's read what Albert Pike wrote about these wars and how they were going to be unleashed. He wrote, quote, "We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist," so the destroyer and the atheist, "and we will provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Origin of savagery and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. The destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time." Wow, what a clever plan. So you rub the two systems which you create up against the other. You create atheism as an antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture. You have these two clash until they rub each other up. And then out of that, you will get a new world order where you have a new religion which is far more esoteric and actually honors Satan. Isn't that a rather clever plan? Well, it's very successful. That is why Ordo ab Cao is the verse, if you like, that Freemasonry uses. This is one of their documents, remember, that I photographed in a Masonic lodge. And Weishaupt is the father of Jacobinism. You will remember that we spoke about that in Revelation chapter 11. And Jacobinism was the power that propagated the French Revolution. And we did this in Revelation chapter 11, where the Bastille was stormed, liberty leading, the goddess of reason was enthroned instead of Christianity. So Christianity was removed and another reign began. The monarchy was deposed. And Louis and his wife lost their heads, the beheading of Marie Antoinette, and that put an end to that monarchy. Then Robespierre, he headed the Jacobin clubs, and a reign of terror commenced, which in its bloodshed and its violence rivals anything that we have seen to date. The great philosopher, if you like, of the French Revolution was Voltaire. Now you can look it up in any Encyclopedia Britannica. They will tell you who Voltaire was. He was a Jesuit. They will say, of course, he was a renegade Jesuit that left the Roman Catholic Church to write against it. No, no, no. He was just playing the role perfectly. Because they were setting up an antithesis. Do you remember the promise that a Jesuit makes? That I will take either side and do it perfectly as long as in the end the Mother Church wins.
All the there we go. There we go. There we go. You see what I'm saying? Mother Church. He said, we don't care. That's why y'all all battling each other about the Democrat Republican on this program. We analyze. We are the antithesis. Now, see, you said it, brother. Then you said it, the Jillian dialect. Ain't that what you said it. That's what it is. That's what the Jillian dialect. He spoke of it earlier. We clarified it and purified it just now. Ain't no discussion no more. Y'all already know that the Democratic Party and Republican Party are the antithesis of each other. Should not even be hard to see. That's why you must come out of her and create the independent party. Because that party would be the one they'll be the most fearful of. But see, that's what you're
hey, bro.
Go ahead, jump in. I got your lines open.
Not only did they do it in the religion part, they also did it in the craft. And this is my thought today. Like, if God forbid, you or I should be in distress and we throw up the grand hell, which you mean you're going to tell me, are you international? Are you Prince Hall? I thought a brother was a brother. But if we Ooh. Came together as Ooh. One, whether it be Ooh. Northern jurisdiction or southern jurisdiction, you are a brother, first of all. But they did that to divide us because it's a lot of brothers on this continent. Believe me. It started in the halls from the east. And we're sitting in darkness. And we still dark, bro.
Yeah, can I say something? So I'm not challenging my brother. I like what he said. Number one, we don't even know what Albert Pike's nationality was. We don't know if he's German or not. But we do know this. He had to be some kind of an agent for some organization bigger than what we can see. And Freemasonry started with this word called Orangeism. Go look that up. So Albert Pike was using these individuals. Because like I said, the whole entire game was to make everybody in bondage through slavery of taxation. That was the most important thing. And if you have this AKA casting system of a tree, the gatekeepers had to make sure that the bottom feeder stayed in line so they get a little more bread. Remember, bread and water. So in conclusion, I'm saying Albert Pike, who was a Confederate officer celebrated in D.C., was an agent for Catholicism.
Okay, now I'm trying to look for this cake. All right, let me go with y'all on that because that premise about this Jillian dialect, I see some hands up. Let me get y'all in here. Let me go to 0925. We're getting y'all in here. 0925.
What's going on, Dry Bones? How you feeling today?
Oh, great man, show. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Go ahead.
I wanted to add, I still feel, and I just say I'll go feeling so till everybody find out, in order to bring any group of people to another country, and they call it immigration, that country has to be alert of who's coming. And so I say that America was already a government, already existed, by black people that ran it, and that Dixie flag, the Confederate flag, it's our flag. And if you look at that flag, the way it's crossed, and you go aerial view, you will see the pyramid structure.
Uh-huh.
Right, the X marks the spot.
Yeah.
And I think that, in my opinion only, I think the only the black woman could be able to tell you the history of the slave event, because they're not asleep like we were. You know, they
is that a major part of it? Go ahead. Let me go finish your point. Actually, go ahead. Yeah. I'll give everybody 3 minutes. Go ahead. You got 3 minutes. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah, the Garden of Eden, there was a fourth one, and that was here in America, and that's in the town of Eatonton, where Georgia, right? And that's mm-hmm. the movie The Color Purple. And when you brought up the Whoopi Goldberg, I listened to what she said, and it wasn't really a harmful message. It was more of a trying to throw the Jews, everybody's sympathy type of deal out there. It was just giving them some cover.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all fake, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll see that with you. Makes sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just say that that deal, it was a deal made in Eatonton, Georgia, and that's the condition we in, because even with the pushing of the black woman situation, you know, they come out with the Color Purple movie, they're actually tied in together. And what they're doing, they're re-releasing the movie, but it's going to be the stage play version of it. You know, and so, of course, Whoopi Goldberg is on the news. I mean, all they trying to connect with the black woman in the Supreme Court, just like the black woman is allegedly the statue with the blindfold over her eyes and all. The women had a lot of control, you know what I mean, and for whatever falling out we had.
You had a book. You had a book about that. What was the name? That book was dealing with that early. What, give that book name, because I had the manuscript. That was it has a lot to do with, because... You said Confederate. I started dabbling into the Confederate myself, and I found out, everybody, that the Grand Confederate Man, his most trusted person was a black woman, and she's a Masonic galley. I showed many of you this already. How many have I showed? I don't even know. But many of you seen it and was like, whoa. Whoa. Yeah, I showed y'all. She has a dress on. Look her up. I think I showed Brother G. You've seen it many times. She's wearing a dress with the whole regalia on it, and she was Jefferson Davis's most right-hand confidant during the time of this. And it's going to be interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of the women.
You also showed Queen Lizzie or Lilibet or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she has on full regalia, you know, with the cross, you know, and we see other photos of women in lodges from Latin America in full regalia. So
full
who's the one that's playing?
Yeah. We're trying to figure this out for everybody, but it's not that hard to see that these contracts were signed. These merchant contracts were signed at birth. Only when the birth of a person is a woman, so the contract had to be with a woman. That is 101 knowledge. Let me go to 8554. You on the Helios.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, you're about to get hot. Glad you're with us this morning.
Hey. The last clip you played, I just want to read something real quick and tie it in what you're saying with that clip you played about Albert Pike. Like I said, the whole Haitian paradigm too. Okay, I'm going to throw a name out there. What is his motherfucker's name? I forgot already. The Illinois Kwame Raoul. He's the 42nd, that equals the 6th right there, Attorney General Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Raoul was born in Chicago to Haitian immigrant parents, Dr. Janin and Dr. Marie Therese Raoul. Now, Raoul earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in political science from DePaul University. DePaul University, Blue Demons, Baphomet,
right.
Devil,
blue.
Jesuit,
blue.
Catholic school, whatever.
Yeah, blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
So yesterday, that a white judge down in the southern part of Illinois basically blocked the whole mask and shot thing with the school system in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker goes back and files a stay and go and file a peer to reverse the judge's decision. So I said all that to say that, once again, we're in Black History Month.
Yeah.
Don't get swayed with all these distractions.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know if he's doing this on purpose.
Purpose, yeah.
Or
yeah.
He's being, basically, he's in the middle of being used to push this whole COVID agenda.
Yeah, him and Trudeau.
Black people are being used. Yeah. Some of us know this. Some of us don't.
Some of us don't care.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah, well, that's three phases of our people. Those who know, those who don't know, and those who don't care. Now, that's a three-phase group of mind thinking. So, yeah, we got to figure out which one some of us are around. But, yeah, think about that, John. You sent that clip. You sent that over there. I seen that. That's crazy. And I thought about it. Well, damn, ain't this obvious that these people are not into with the better health of people? This is a political agenda. When you get this fanatical about an agenda.
And he's a Democrat, by the way.
Right. Yeah. Good. Thank you for putting that. I've got, because I'm not trying to make anybody join any group. I'm showing you the. But you said he's a Democrat.
Right.
I'm saying to everybody,
yeah,
something ain't something wrong with this Democrat stuff that got them this gung ho to go along with this. Now, I'm not saying the Republicans ain't in the mix, but I will say with the Republicans, they're not here in Florida.
Oh, I forgot. I left an important piece out. He actually took Obama's seat after Obama left Senate and became president.
Oh, man. Wow,
you can't make this shit up.
Can't make this up, man. It is some type of, wow, can't make it up. That's, but now, let me ask y'all, because I'm going to go to the next call. I got another caller, but let me ask you, because y'all area is important to all of us on this line to see what's going on. I haven't heard much from y'all mayor. Is the school board in cahoots, in your opinion, with this whole paradigm of they're so scared to go to school?
Now, you're talking about a Region 5?
Yeah, your region where you got the school board, Lightfoot and them, now talking about keeping the schools, the teachers are supposed to be rebelling. I want to hear this from everybody, too.
Well, here's the thing about that, all this bigger agenda, what you played in the clip earlier. Now, with CPS, is going back and forth now. Now, when the judge made the announcement, the ruling about the mask and everything, now the CPS turned around and said, we got to ask the question, who really runs the Chicago public schools? Got to put that question out there, too. They're basically saying that they're going to ignore that order, which a lot of these companies and corporations are actually doing now. When they came out with the Supreme Court ruling about the vaccinations and what that Texas judge said about the federal mandates, a lot of the companies are ignoring that shit anyway. So that's a whole different story. But the thing
is
something bigger. Just to answer your question, now, when I went back and read the updated stories this morning, now they're saying that if they do follow the ruling, basically what they're going to do, they was like they're going to shut down all the schools and all the learning and every classroom activity is going to be virtual.
That's right, virtual. Now, y'all heard me say this.
We got to look at the overall goal of this whole thing. And like I said, what the roles of black people are playing in this.
Playing
we got a so-called black mayor. You see what
virtual.
I'm saying?
Virtual. Now,
virtual.
I'm trying to tell you.
We're dealing with technocracy, AI.
AI. We did this show. Many of y'all been on shows like this, and y'all heard these people saying it. Now, ask school people. They get mad, some of them. I said, look. The key to y'all teachers right now, y'all better take a look at what's going on and jump in the game of being virtual autonomy schools, meaning that y'all who love our kids, take it from me, you can do it. You just have to sit to say, we're going to be virtual because this is going to happen in your area. You must come out of her, my people, meaning out these school systems, because they're telling you, in order for your child to learn, you're going to have to do it yourself now. But if you got some dedicated teachers who really want to get on there and really make it happen virtual, it can be done. But you have to participate, parents, to make it happen. Until then, your child will be taught by Uncle Leroy and the Unicorn Crew, and you will be wondering what is coming home. That's all I'm going to say. Let me go to 3364. Okay, when they start reading Uncle Louie, when they start reading Uncle Louie, the Unicorn Crew, you better get ready, baby. 3364, you on the Helios.
I meant to send you something. You know who down there in Florida, Pompano, your boy Tony Browder. He was the one that let up dig up at each of the pyramids over there, right. Man.
Anthony
Browder. Anthony T. Browder.
He went with that white lady. Listen here, bro. Let me explain. Let me explain to you. He died there in Pompano Beach at 1331 Atlantic Boulevard. I don't know. If he was there yesterday, he probably still down there to keep warm. I can't blame him. I need to come up with some shit to come down there too. But if you could catch him, man, you know, he the one that didn't let him dig up everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, your boy Cabo Khomeini, he the one that be pushing about all this swirling interracial shit, man. Okay? And it's coming true, but the way he put it out is, okay, if the white folks, the black folks keep having intercourse, the white man gonna fuck themselves out of existence, man, by messing with us. So I let them go ahead and chocolate this world, because either way, they gonna be off the planet, man. If they don't, that's why they try to. That's why they pushing all this swirling and shit, because they know they tie them up.
I like that. Now we don't have Kwame Khomeini on the show. I did like three shows with him.
Yeah.
He was pushing homeschooling. I am a person who actually did homeschooling, but somehow the people who don't do the homeschooling or don't have no real, they're not pushing enough. Remember, we had a bunch of people on there. We tell you, he's been here quite a few times with the Haitian community. And I'm going to say
this.
I like what he's saying, but the people say that they ain't going to be in existence. Well, they DNA and them kids. The DNA is in them kids.
Yeah.
And them, Michael Jackson's DNA is in them white kids. Ain't that true, everybody? Everybody's lying. Michael Jackson DNA.
Hey. I want to say one more thing, man.
Go ahead, bro.
She good at finding. She needs to find that dude, James Saul Jr., man. He was the one at the Waffle House that stopped that devil from shooting up everything, man. I saw the case on Court TV. The dude been found guilty. But James Saul Jr. is a hero, man. He grabbed that AR-15 when my man ran out of damn bullets. Burnt his hand up, man. Okay. So if Antoinette, I know she can find anybody. She's sharp, man. She dig up folks. So that's your mission, Antoinette. Because James Shaw Jr. is going to have to work now, day in his life, man. The black delegation should take care of him, man. I mean, anybody grab a goddamn AR-15 and fight the dude, man?
I'm going to be like this.
That dude the hero, man. That dude the hero.
Do a GoFundMe for a brother, man. Because I'll tell you about it. I'll join anything somebody helps me say, hey, you do it. Because most of us didn't even know about him. I don't know what area this is in, but if y'all heard about that in y'all area, I agree 100%.
Nashville, Tennessee, man.
There you go.
It wasn't number black people sitting up in that Waffle House, man. Okay?
And say,
number high folks sitting up.
Wow. That's deep.
I know that. See, when they throw some distractions out there, I don't never look at the right hand. I look at the left hand. See, I don't fall for that Whoopi Goldberg shit. That's a distraction. Okay? I always look at both hands of the magician. Okay?
Yes.
And I see that shit. Man, that's my job. That's why I'm a penny. I'm 1 cent down here. So if y'all find pennies everywhere you go on the ground, your ass is 1 cent. So you better get on your job. And I find too many pennies on the ground, so I'm 1 cent, bro. I'm doing my job.
That's it. You got to be so much love. We're going to bring you back.
And to add to what the brother's saying, just to show you how much hate we have for ourselves, so to speak, it is Whoopi Goldberg, a.k.a. Karen Johnson, who you didn't love yourself, but you took on a Sephardic name in hopes that you'll be loved. But you see what the love's getting you, baby. 2 weeks off, you should be gone.
And she's 66 years old in the year of the six.
Let me ask y'all this, though. Let me ask y'all something, because I think that this probably is a ploy. Whoopi's high level. Y'all just said yourself she got a movie coming. So my point, this is what she said in paraphrase. She said it was a white man's war, but it was like because they was fighting each other, and the Jews was not basically off the race thing. Well, the reason why that part was a little bit to get into, they wanted you to get into that, because let's be honest, everybody.
Right.
How could the Russians be Jewish? The Polish are Jewish. The Germans are Jewish. part of the British family is Jewish, and you're telling me, you ain't supposed to be able to tell. I wouldn't know who was German and who was England till they spoke, because they got phenotypes. They got phenotypes.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we so? Now that part she's telling the truth on. That war was, and if we get deep, because they won't get you, get deep. Let's be, see, facts matters on this program here. I hope y'all know the Bush family, the oil company, what is it, Standard Oil, helped finance Hitler. Y'all heard this by their own words. They helped finance Hitler. What's that? Hess gas stations helped finance Hitler. So she's
Ford,
not saying,
have you driven a Ford lately?
Yeah. So my thing is, what she did was what she was meant to do, create controversy on the show.
That's right.
And look at the timing. In February, Black History Month. Look at all this dumb shit
is coming out
now in February.
Made up.
Jack's all of a sudden now, he's talking about he's against the vaccines. That motherfucker's an LSU Tiger. The year of the Tiger. Come on now. We got to start thinking.
Wow. Yeah, we got to. Hold on. Yeah. Let me go to 9019. And then I tell y'all.
Well, that's why I say it's all distraction, man.
Hold on.
How you doing?
How you doing? 9019. Go ahead, sister. You got 3 minutes. I love you.
Yeah,
do
what I thought about this here while you was talking. It's a good day, and it's a good day to be alive, like a lot of us have said, because what is going on, we must tell all the truth, all the factual evidence of what we know. So I like your show, Dry Bones. You have a very interesting and very unique about your show, because you said something last week, and I do want to apologize to everybody. I'm just very aggressive, and I'm passionate when I know something, and I do want to prove that I know everything that had occurred with this AI technology and what I had studied about Henry Adelaide's DNA, RNA cell lines of immortality. So what I'm announcing to every black and rich Ethiopian, Nubian, dark skin to the color spectrum of us, I'm saying that I have found out that we must stop this nonsense talking about we ain't worth nothing and we poor, we in poverty. We must stop that now, because I found out about the multi-trillions of dollars inside of us. And that's, I'm saying that we are the protein of immortality. So I done did my homework and found out why AI exists. It cannot exist without us. So what I want to do is you bring me on the show, and I bring all scientific facts so we can change this narration. We must change it now. If we on this Drybone show, and this show is about change, we must change all of the narration.
Tell them the first thing. When you say change, do you mean like what, psychological change, or eating change?
Everything that's not right, because so we're causing us to look like that we not worth nothing. I'm not
now
playing
what you think, cause
with nobody
now,
no more.
Because you ain't nothing. No, you ain't nothing. But I think with everybody that's on this line, you wouldn't be on here if you didn't think you was doing nothing, because, you know, you can't even talk like this probably in your own family. We know that you know
Well, you're blessed.
If you could talk to your family, you should have them all on one accord, basically, because that's a hard task.
They waiting on me. And let me tell you, when I say they waiting on me, I'm getting ready to help them take their place, because
I did
my homework and found out how the Rockefellers to map my bloodline to their bloodline.
Well, you better get
and
some
I
money for
talk
them.
About
and
that.
Let's do this. Because I see, I like talking, but it's easy to do. You can put a GoFundMe page together. And if you could get, like Henrietta Lacks people did. Henrietta Lacks people, you know how much money they had to pay in lawyers until they won? That's how you knew it was powerful, because the lawyers that was on Henrietta Lacks' side knew there was a payday. That's the only way
they knew. Right.
They tried to spin you into oblivion.
Right, and I got the evidence.
Okay.
Because my baby brother, 17 years later, was born to Henrietta Lacks DNA, ancestry genealogy.
Well,
I kid you not.
Well, you better get the paperwork, because that's what I said. If you got the paperwork.
Hey,
Drybones, can I say this?
Yeah, you can say it. Go ahead. Let me jump in, sister.
All right, here we go. So the best way, I'm sticking with that topic of bread and water, because bread and water to me is charity. So the best way to start any type of revolt, yes, sir, and also in that revolt, you want to use children. If you use the unknown, then this skin can go rampant in their demise to however they want to do it, and they come back and say, okay, now we got to clean it up, a.k.a. gangs of New York.
Yeah, and that's that, and down. That's already happening, dude, what you just said. So I'm not trying to know. He just didn't say something that's not happening. It's happened because don't you see all these people robbing in broad daylight? They down here robbing. They walking out stores. They now being
got
shot
the little
at
girls
by,
prostituting.
Yeah, they now they're being shot at by people now who taking arms. So now you're getting AKA Batman movie because now without the proper link between the police, that's why they running around. They went to New York. I told y'all the dude is the gangster of New York, the black man. He's Isaac Hayes and Escape from New York. That's the symbol.
Yes. And Drybo, let me throw one more at you. Since my little tour for 2 weeks hanging out, down, I love Florida, man. I'm thinking about coming down there. I'm coming down there.
It's free.
Two
for
hotels
the most part.
I went to. Watch this, brother. Two hotels I've been to, no Bibles. Now I'm over in Georgia. I don't want to say the name of the establishment. Now I'm in Georgia, one Bible. Where are all the Bibles at? I'm done.
Yeah, the Bibles, that used to be a staple. I'm glad you said that because that used to be a staple in hotel rooms. That might be a question for y'all right there, but let's be about to get into the high level round soon. Get ready. So when we start this, all who hand will go up will be those who participated in the program for the cash money at 12 o'clock. So get ready. Georgia's a Bible Belt too. Georgia is a Bible Belt. Some parts of Florida is too.
Yep.
So go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead, Brother West. What you gonna say?
Man, you go to Florida this time of year, you better have some deep pockets, man. But they're going to hit your ass up now. You try to get a hotel down there, bro. They're going to bust your ass in the head.
Listen. I ain't new to this. I already been there. It was a good time.
I got plenty of people coming from Florida. Got some good hotels. Just go to Priceline.com. And they got even ways you can get. They got ways where you get a hotel room for less than $30 of payments if you want to do the long-term thing. But they got hotels down here. It's just that money y'all don't travel. That's just be honest. Y'all don't really go no damn lot of them zip codes.
Yeah, it's not that expensive, bro.
Not at all. I had a great time.
Y'all ain't been in this zip code in years. There's a whole different Florida down here. Matter of fact,
Drop on. What you think about that dude in Miami trying to shoot at somebody that shot his own damn car, man? You saw that, right?
Yeah, he was mad with road rage. Mad with road rage. But see, that could be.
But drive on. Remember, you was talking about the education. Your governor was saying to the truant officer to tell him to get them children back in school and forget that virtual learning. And down there in Orange County, they said, all right, unless you got a good reason, then children got to report back to school without masks.
Right.
See, Florida is the only state to me that I saw that's trying to say we ain't falling for the dum-dum. Why? Because there's too much money to be made behind
too much
this
money.
Goddamn
too,
panic.
Yeah, it's the money, man.
You hit it right on the head, bro. That's why we love DeSantis, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people.
You know that Florida the only National Guard that sent some troops to Ukraine.
Well, all you guys who are sitting in the interview for them to get
hold
started.
Hold on, yo. 7981. I'm going to bring you in next.
Set up the interview.
Yeah, he talking about sending the
interviews. Hey, John Bone. What you think about the Florida National Guard going over to Ukraine, man? That's the only National Guard that went over there. It's over there.
Well, they said 8,000 people went. That's going over there. 8,000 is supposed to be. Like I tell before, you've been watching the other hand because I see it too. I say, well, seem like they're trying to get to the third war. They're trying to get the third because look at the area where the Balkans is at. Everybody, that's the land of the Khazar. So I don't know what to tell people. You look at ancient Khazaria, that is the land of Transylvania. Dracula Vlad Blade. It was Dracula Bay. His name was Dracula only it was Dracula, Vlad, Bay. And the reason why he impaled people, that's why I say, I don't know if y'all really know the real history, because it's like, I mean, it's right there. And these cats ain't like, what, y'all think everybody's like Lily White or something? I mean, that's the concept they got out, people always talking. It's always the white dude. And I'm saying, man, this area was controlled by Dracul, Transylvania. That's why we get the monster movie, you know, Frankenstein. Frankenstein is where they supposed to have brought the superhuman and Von Frankenstein. Now, we better wake up right quick, because I'll tell you right now, this history of ours has been totally a sham. Totally a sham. Anybody who tells me that the CIA is more happier than ever, that they felt more worse to kill, you know, they were more upset at killing Malcolm X than they were King. Do y'all realize the psyche of that? They said, wow, we got to kill this guy as a freaking monk, but this bastard, well, he needs to go. That was the CIA thinking. That's called the Diagelian dialect, 101. I'm glad y'all on there. Hold
but
on.
But look at all the other people that were assassinated, both the Kennedy brothers, King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton. I mean, the list goes on.
On. And we
whose watch did they die on?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And don't forget.
Johnson, yeah,
hey,
LBJ.
Hey, yeah, yeah. And don't forget my man, Mecca Evers, man. Mecca
Evers,
I've been to his man. House, man.
Yeah.
I've been to his house, man. They got it like the King Center, man. I've been in this house. You can see the bullet holes all through the wall that one hit the refrigerator, man. So his wife set it up nice, man. You go to Jackson, Mississippi, and go to Mega House, man. It's like the door of no return, man. You see bullet holes. They got blood stains in the driveway. You're still there, man. They ain't even washed that up.
Because they want to keep it authentic as possible. That's hard to do, but that's pretty interesting on that part. They must have glazed that so that blood stain would stay there, because that's amazing. Let me ask y'all, because those are South Florida, the tea house here in South Florida is being renovated. It was on our news. I didn't know the history of it until just recently. It's where all the celebrities went when they could not go to Miami Beach. They would go to the tea house down in Liberty City. It cost about, I think they said, $3 million. $3 million to fix it back up. So I've seen it. I'm going to try to get in touch with these people, too. And also St. Augustine, the St. Augustine. Y'all better get ready, because, see, that's
the
truth going to be fine. I don't know if it's the Hampton House. This one's called the Tea House.
Yeah.
It's still under renovation. It's like I don't know the lady's name. She was just on the news. I look it up. South Florida, just look it up, Tea House. You'll see the family. And if y'all are in South Florida, all the areas, surrounding areas, try to get involved with that, because that's interesting. And, again, here we go again with a psyop. Because as all this is going on, is this the game between the so-called? Now, one thing Farrakhan did do, sister, I want you to, everything come with a good or bad, but he did bring out to the psyche the secret relationship between black and Jews. Now, of course, the work was already in the mix. Most people did a lot of research, Dr. Ben, Dr. Sheikh Diyat, Dr. J.A. Rogers, Arthur Schoenberg, all these cats really did a lot of work to get this thing. Martin Delaney, in case y'all didn't know who these people are, these were the great ones. The ones that Pascal Raskell, he was the one who's brought esoteric knowledge over here to the blacks, so-called indigenous, after they had knocked their minds out. Because remember, and then I seen Danny Glover. Danny Glover was in Buffalo Soldier. I had to see that the other day. Did y'all see that movie where at the end of the movie, y'all, they went to the town where all white folks were protected? That was so deep. I hope y'all know real craft, because even military craft is different. And they saluted, and the white general. Now, right there, everybody, think about that now. That should have been your clue right there, that group called the Buffalo Soldiers were the militia arm of the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should have noticed by now. Y'all should know this by now. They were the
militia. My granddad was in the 10th Cavalry, man.
Yeah. That's right. Now, those who was in that, they were fierce fighters. I mean, when I say, but the problem that they don't try to show is that, you know, this rulership was diabolically put together to make us join war, just like this one here, to make black people join a war. Now I'm gonna read another quote from y'all from another shot. That's gonna be part of the fire round. Quote number four. The present system, under the control of the white, trained the Negroes to be white, and at the same time convince him of the improprieties and or the impossibilities of his becoming white. The Negro will have no outlet but to go down a blind alley. If the sort of education which they now receive is enable them to find a way out of their present difficulties. That's why I told you teaching right now. See, that's why you know this communist plot goes after education. Y'all said you need children. What better group? Are y'all even knowing what y'all been doing? You said you're going to sacrifice your children. This is a high-level cult that I gave you the whole ceremony. I'm probably one of the few shows that played the ceremony for y'all, that they're going to eat babies.
Hey, Bones.
And five-year-olds got to now get a shot. Five-year-olds are now being told through emergency orders that they need to get shots. Okay, now jump in.
Hey, no, I was just gonna say real quick. I hate to say it, I hate to bring it up, but it's the season for the season. Y'all are familiar with Regina King, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guess where she's from?
Don't Illinois.
She'll take a wild guess.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Okay.
You know her son just died, right?
Yeah,
recently.
Three days.
Yeah,
three
yeah.
days after his birthday,
yeah.
everybody. 3 days
so,
after
yeah.
his birthday. Come on.
Don't think, like what you just said, that some of these people, like you said, there's more than one way to sacrifice your child.
That's right.
Yeah, it was sacrifice.
Hold on. Let people talk. I got more people on the line, so y'all hold tight. Let me go to 2-4. You're making too much noise, so I know you ain't trying to talk. So that's 2-8-5. He's not. Let me go to 4-8-5-3. 4-8-5-3.
It's interesting. Greetings, family. Greetings.
Go ahead.
It's interesting that going back to Baby Bush. Remember, he cut down a lot of the grants so that the only way you could get a grant was to join the military. It goes back to a lot of things that they've been doing, just like the Tea Party. When they was doing those Tea Party, standouts
right.
in Manhattan, they went up into Harlem because it's like what you're saying. If they don't have our energy in whatever their intent is, it doesn't work. It's not as effective.
Right.
I want to also speak
right.
to what that sister was saying. We really need to come together because of all the things that's going on in our reality right now. The only thing that we need to do is stay out of their stuff and consolidate our own. What I mean by that is this. If we put our energy together the right way, we could change everything because, I'm going to go back to what I said before. Winnie Mandela, when she came to the Million Man March, she couldn't speak, so she wrote her words. So it said
right.
the same, she said the same thing. The American blacks is what the world is waiting for.
Yeah, she said it. I was there. She
yep.
said it. And
yeah, but it's just like if America falls, there goes the world.
Yeah, there goes
yeah,
the world.
Think about it. They didn't start the world wars until they got control of this place. They got the Civil War happened here. They took all the property from the indigenous people, and then they started the world wars because this has always been the empire. See, everybody talks about every other landmass but this one.
Yeah.
The pyramids here are older than the pyramids in most places on the planet.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
There's so much left in this place. And, I'm going to jump time again. When Dry Bones played this video back in the day about some Ashkenazi talking about all the strategies that they had to implement to get control of America. One was education. The other one was medicine.
Yeah.
The other one was propaganda.
Yeah.
You need to find that video and play it again, Dry Bones.
Man, you know, I'll say we got to... Baby, go ahead, Brother Wes. He got telepathy because he didn't even know.
Yeah,
he got
it's like everything. Like my man, Neely Fuller said, everything, even military warfare, even business warfare, even animal husbandry, serious mating, genetics, that's all warfare, man. Okay, all that shit warfare. So once we learn that, and it's only going to be a few of us, that's 1 cent, like I say, that's going to change everything, man. Like us, we already coming together, man. We already
That's right. That's right. That's a beautiful statement, because this is why it's called the Dry Bones Connection, because you have to realize we're coming from scattered areas, fragmented areas of different realities to create a new reality. That is what the whole prophecy of the Dry Bones is.
Hey, Dry Bones, I'm going back to what Wesley said real quick.
You first, this sister. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to say this real quick. What Brother Wesley's talking about, Neely Fuller's book, the nine areas of people activity. You got economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that was what we said. You brought that up from last week, and I love that too. Because
can I bring something?
Go ahead.
Modern.
I did say sister. Yeah, modern too, because modern's in there. Sister, you said go
Floyd,
ahead. I'm gonna
Floyd Anderson said that too. What is your jamonomics? He said we co-op our money together. We buy the police force. We buy politicians. He's talking about what? About five floors or something like that. It's the same paradigm.
Yeah,
not implementing it.
Well, again, these cats that are talking, like the Neely Fullers, who the Propitiatory, something about against race. That was his first book, Propitiatory, something about race. He bad boy. Spoke to him on a few cases. He does not go to any show, but you can go to his show. He has definitely been saying it. He old, man. That man old as hell. It's knowledgeable to the point where he is kicking the same hardcore and developing even higher.
Yeah.
He see it even more because he wrote the book about how we was going to be. And he, just like somebody, a lot of people wrote books. Don't y'all find that strange? A lot of people have written books that we are fulfilling. I mean, just to see Albert Pike say, let's start three world wars. But, brother, like you said, only the minds would be saying this at the same time. He said propaganda, and guess what I have? I was going to play that. Propaganda, black mind control.
New videos every day. This is the first video in a series about propaganda and mind control. This is a subject which for the most part is wildly misunderstood. In fact, we are bombarded by propaganda constantly. If you turn on your TV, you will be exposed to propaganda. If you read the newspaper, you will be exposed to propaganda. Pay attention to the billboards on the highway. They expose you to propaganda. Your boss at work exposes you to propaganda. If you watch YouTube videos, they expose you to propaganda. If you talk to someone about religion, politics, economics, or even philosophy, you're exposed to propaganda. People are exposed to propaganda constantly, and often they're not even aware of it. Sometimes that's a bad thing. And believe it or not, sometimes that's a good thing. But what we want to do in this video series is make you aware of what propaganda is, how it is used, and then give you the ability to be able to recognize it and then decide for yourself whether or not you want to allow it to influence you or not. Propaganda comes from the word propagate. And propagate means to multiply and spread. So if you have two rabbits and they propagate, then you have rabbits everywhere. Or Buddhism started in India, then propagated across the entirety of Asia. Or McDonald's started as one restaurant, then propagated across the entire world. So when we're talking about propaganda, we're talking about the propagation of ideas. So ideas multiplying and spreading out. The word propaganda was first used by the Catholic Church. In 1718, Pope Gregory XV formed Congregatio de Propagandae Fide, which means the Congregation for Spreading the Faith. This was the part of the Catholic Church responsible for spreading Catholicism across the world. So they would send out missionaries across the world to spread Catholic views and ideas. Nowadays, when people hear the word propaganda, they automatically think it's a bad thing or that it's lies. but the word originally wasn't thought of as being bad or negative. In fact, it was common prior to World War II for countries to have departments of propaganda in their governments. Nowadays, these departments still exist, but they're now called departments of information or departments of public relations. In some countries, the word propaganda is still not thought of negatively. In Portuguese and some Spanish-speaking countries, the word propaganda usually refers to the most common form of persuasive media, advertising. So if you see a commercial on TV for Coca-Cola, they would call the commercial propaganda. So the purpose of propaganda is to persuade or influence people. So in that respect, we could call propaganda a type of mind control. But this type of mind control exists at a conscious level. It doesn't appeal to the unconscious mind. It's at a cognitive or conscious level. So I'm going to give you some definitions of propaganda from some dictionaries. And then we're going to simplify it and give you the definition from PsycheTruth. Here's the first definition. 1. Information, ideas, or rumors deliberately spread widely to help or harm a person, group, movement, institution, nation, etc. So it says ideas deliberately spread to help or harm a group. So this group could be government, and it could be Chinese spreading anti-American propaganda, or it could be a corporation, McDonald's starting a health awareness campaign so that people stop thinking that McDonald's is unhealthy, or it could be a group of atheists that point out crimes against humanity committed by religions in the past so that it ruins the public opinion of religion. The next one is official government communications to the public that are designed to influence opinion. The information may be true or false, but it is always carefully selected for its political effect. So notice how it says true or false. So propaganda doesn't always have to be a lie. The third definition is materials disseminated by the advocates or opponents of a doctrine or cause. So it's materials. Books, pamphlets, articles, and it's disseminated. And dissemination means the same thing as propagate. It means to spread. So it's also done by people who either support or oppose a cause or belief system. Okay, so here is the PsycheTruth definition. Propaganda is the spreading of beliefs. Now this is really important because when you're talking about propaganda, you are always and only talking about spreading ideas. You're not talking about spreading peanut butter. You're not talking about spreading love. You're not talking about spreading money. When you're talking about propaganda, you are always and only talking about spreading ideas. Now, those ideas could be anything from coffee is good for you because it has antioxidants in it, or communism is the best political slash economic system of government, or George Bush is an asshole, or Jesus Christ died for our sins. But we're talking
all propaganda. Now, I did that because she sounded like a little kid talked to little kids. That's what they're doing to our children right today. They're in school where you talk to people like kids, but it's a whole different talk. There ain't no more talking like that no more.
Yeah, grown folks, some of the grown folks too.
Yeah, it sound like kids, don't it? Like kids, because that's the way.
Yes, yes. Let me say this, dry ball. Can I say this?
Hey, so, real quick. When you hear one talk,
real quick. So, dry ball. You and I being. All right, yes, sir. You and I being prior military, we understand propaganda. All right. Now let's go here, George Creel, over here in the United States. But here's where I want to go. So Black Lives Matter with their propaganda, right? And this is what they do when they get upset with the propaganda that they don't pay their fair share of taxes. Black Lives Matter in their nonprofit don't have an address, and they have not paid their taxes in 2020. That's why there's an attack on Black Lives Matter, because they're 501c3. Let's go back to bread and water. I'm at the end. So the underline is, you can get the people all stirred up, but we want our money.
Black Lives Matter didn't pay the tax. Look that up. That's true. Go ahead, y'all.
I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, sister. You've been waiting for the go ahead. You next, Will West, because y'all need to listen. First of all, everybody can't talk at the same time. Let's make that clear. So if you hear somebody say, hold tight, let them talk. You're going to get your chance. Everybody with your chance. You're going to be everybody who ain't in the money round, get ready, because we're only going to be listening to the money round people, because that's what's going to happen. Let's keep it going. Go ahead, sister. And then you next, Will West.
Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Go. We hear you. Go.
Okay, thank you. The propaganda with Albert Pike was committed back in the
1700s.
Early 1900s when they created 1800s. When they created his statue in 1900, I believe, 1900. And Albert Pike was the designer of the Freemason Secret Society. He was a main figure in the Ku Klux Klan.
Right. They said
and,
that.
Right. And right. What the propaganda was, the Democratic Party needed that figurehead
mm-hmm.
when they created that statue. Okay, because Albert Pike was the symbolism of what they believed in. So I found this, and I'm going to send it over to you. The Ku Klux Klan members and the Jews, the Ku Klux and the Catholics, the Masons, the Negroes, and the women.
This
book is unbelievable.
That's the book.
So
that's the book.
Yeah, I'll send it over to you.
Okay, send it over to me. Okay, now go ahead, make your point so we can get to another call. Go ahead, make your point.
Okay, I got 3 minutes, right? I'm at 3 minutes.
No. You got 30 seconds. That's a lot. Let's go. Come on. We try to get everybody in here because
I came on at 11:40. Okay, I looked at my clock at 11:40 when I came on.
Okay.
So anyway, I would like to finish making my point on Albert Pike. So and I'm going to tie the propaganda in. Albert Pike statue came down with the Black Lives Matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he came about to praise him because he did a great job during the slavery. When the Democrats needed him, they built him. They took him down because the propaganda now is that we are oppressed, victimized Black people.
Mm.
So they decided to rewrite history. So they're rewriting history by taking his statue down. But we have to realize that, you know, our
they
so-called
take, what,
we should have what, but
what,
history
what, what,
every
didn't
time.
They, what didn't they take down? Because see, his statue is easy to take down. They didn't take down.
No, they took it down because they wanted to erase the history and start over.
Hold on. The question is, I know that. I asked you was they? That's just the statue. He has the Grandmother Lodge, which is right down the street. They never touched that. They knew they couldn't touch that. That's why I was trying to make people see that statue was all a prop. They didn't care nothing about that statue. They put that in there so they can keep that people going, believe they're going to take him out of history. They're not ever going to take Albert Pike out of history because he's worshipped in secret. Just go to the Grand Lodge in Washington, D.C., and his pictures are all there, including this book. So, yeah, I think it is a ploy.
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead, Brother West.
He's the evangelical.
Brother West, next.
Y'all got to realize, man, statues, it's two things. You could take a statue as a damn some shit they stood up. Well, you look at, but the real statues is they laws, man. That's the statue that got to come down. They fucked up laws.
Yeah, they
okay.
fucked up the statues.
So,
I agree with that.
And
100%. That's definitely true.
The main thing, how they use our children, like in brainwash it, was that shit when you played by George Bush at that school, man, in 9/11.
Oh,
but I'm sure recite shit and chat, man. That was wild, man.
That was unbelievable. And again, you heard him say that. Now, I didn't know that tape said George Bush, which George Bush definitely should be looked at as just like they're doing now, everybody. When have you ever seen a Republican, a Democrat more loving than this particular crew of George Bush, Clinton, and Obama? And then they got your boy from Jimmy Carter, who's pretty much punch drunk dead. unfortunately, though. And so he's in the mix. But we look at that legacy, everybody. Just look at the legacy. I ain't trying to, you know, but it's been some unbelievable, I mean, unbelievable laws that have been put in that looks like they're going to help the native people of America. Homegrown.
That goes, is the data target.
Data target. Okay.
That's where
I just want to say one more thing to that.
Our native heritage, man. We got to claim our native original heritage, man. That's why every time I'm writing on, when they ask me about who I am, hey, I'm native. I'm Blackfoot and damn Seminole. I want my people too, man. They owe me.
And I understand that. That's pretty much what I tell people. I said, it's not like I disavow it, that history is there. But it's so fragmented at this point. And then go ahead, brother, and I'm gonna hit on before we get to the high note. Go ahead, make your point.
Okay, hey, just like what you're saying, I like what Wes just said, because of the fact that that's the only way, going back what Winnie Mandela said, we are, this ain't ego or nothing, because there's a lot of things that I don't know, but there's something significant about the original people of this land right here, be it themselves, their vibration, or whatever, and that's why they've always strived to keep that division. It's just that we won't come together, because survival is done in unity. I can take care of my family. There's 5 black families in my neighborhood, but there's 20 white families. So if I'm the only one to take care of my family and everybody else is suffering, sooner or later, everybody's going to be against me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
The main
right.
thing
well,
I want to say is interesting.
That's one more thing. That's a true
it's interesting.
Community.
It's interesting that when during Trump's regime, everybody got those white envelopes. The only one that didn't get one is Carter, and it's because he was more of a humanitarian, but he's very naive to what's really going on. So that proves that he's not part of that society. Baby Bush and Cheney.
Yes.
Baby Bush and Cheney did a lot of shit because Cheney was down with Papa Bush when Papa Bush was in office and when they ran the Fed.
That's why his daughter's doing what she's doing. Now, that's the bloodline. See, that's bloodline. That's why I'm glad you brought that up, because you see that these groups are now Manchin and all of them is fighting within each other. That's all on the same design, because if Manchin did not do what he would have done, man, let me tell y'all. You would have seen Batman the movie for real. Now, whether you were prepared in your mind or not that you can handle it, that's beautiful. I ain't going to debate that. But when we come back, we are going to debate the facts. So get ready. We'll be back in a few. Give me 1 minute. We'll be right back with you.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Right in. Okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yes. Me and the Ohio Pig gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, take it, Sarge.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
Stop now, honey, get down. way it came out. Do we get paid for this?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome.
Do we get paid for this? Yes, we will. All right, we got some people hands up. I see I got 1877. I see you are in the money game. I see we're 855. Brother D, you was in here for the money game. Where you at? No, you weren't getting the money game. I see Brother D was in there.
I'm in there, dude.
You in there. I got Brother G in there. I got your hand up. I see your hand. I'm looking for... 0778, you gave yours. Brother G, we got 4549. Put your hand up. I'm going to hit you up. We got Sister Shalene, Queen Shalene, where you at? 9227. Where you at? Y'all be, y'all. Hey, we got y'all. Y'all the only ones that can get the funds. So we got y'all in here right now. I'm trying to get the rest of y'all before we start this out. But yes, here are the rules go, y'all. Y'all got $5. Automatic, we're going to double that to 10 when we get to the actual first question. After that, if you can answer between all who going to participate, to add it up to 10, the first one get to 100 gets the $100. So it's all it is. It's 10 questions. They're alternate questions, and it'll be alternate answers that give each of you a chance to answer the previous question. Now, this question will go through 8 years of luck, but we'll keep it where we are talking about this Black History Month and many things that are part of it that could be asked of you. But before we do that, well, we still got 10 seconds. After that, those give a few of y'all jumping. I know y'all been thinking, but it's going to be some interesting questions asked and easy to verify as well. Now, I want to give this a shout out, man, brother. But I thought you was coming on, man, Brother Voss, but you sent me something about what I call pure global economic security reform. I'm going to bring some of y'all in here before we get this guy. I got the two of y'all, get some questions from some of y'all on this. I'm reading this because this is what they want to say should be the new format. I mentioned it earlier. This is the cause of the people of America. All people of America, homegrown, been here, family here, whatever you want to call yourself American, and know what it really means. This is what they say they want. And I think we should be backing this, in my opinion. Cancel all credit cards, mortgages, and other bank debt dues to illegal banking and government activities, mainly referred to as the year of Jubilee, to complete forgiveness of debt. 2, abolish all income tax. 3, abolish the IRS, employees of the IRS, and transfer them into the U.S. Treasury national sales tax areas. Create 17% flat rate on non-essentials, new items, only sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine will be taxed, will not be taxed. Food and medicine will not be taxed, nor use items such as old homes. 5, increase benefits to senior citizens. 6, return constitutional law to all courts in legal matters. 7, reinstate the original title of nobility amendment. 8, establish a new presidential and congressional election within 120 days of the announcement of this Global Economic Security Reform Act. The interim government will cancel all national emergencies and return us back to the constitutional law. 9, monitor elections and prevent illegal election activities of special interest groups. 10, create a new U.S. Treasury rainbow currency backed by gold, silver, platinum, and precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the United States initiated by Roosevelt in 1933. 11, forbid all sales of birth certificates recorded as chattel property bonds and by U.S. Department of Transportation. 12, there's only 20, so I'm gonna go there brief. 12, initial new U.S. Treasury bank systems in alignment with constitutional law. 13, eliminate the Federal Reserve System. During the transitional period, the Federal Reserve will be allowed to operate side by side with the U.S. Treasury for 1 year in order to remove all Federal Reserve notes from the money supply. 14, restore financial privacy. 15, retain all judges and attorneys into constitutional law. 16, cease all aggressive U.S. military actions worldwide. 17, establish peace throughout the world. 18, release unprecedented prosperity with enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes. 19, enable the release of 6,000 patents. This was you like, Brother West, 6,000 patents of suppressed technologies that are being withheld from the public under the guise of national security, including free energy devices, anti-gravity, and supersonic healing machines. 20 and the last one. This is interesting. This is what's being proposed, believe it or not, everybody. Quantum financial system, quantum voting system, and global currency reset, reevaluation of currency. Now, that's an agenda that could come to you soon. Let me go to 999-2777. I got you in the Helios, so you stay with me. Turn your mic down. Turn it down. You got too much background.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. You're trying to hear yourself.
Yeah,
okay,
I was. I have to do that because my phone is really bad. But all that you have said is supposed to be the utopia, right? All controlled under the artificial intelligence, the AI, the new God. So this is the world that everybody wants. But you have to follow their policy, their laws, their rules to be chipped, to be incorporated with constantly needles in your arms, pills that don't do anything for you but destroy the immune system and so on. So they want you to become a part of this new machinery that's not even new. It's ancient tech. So they want you to become back or become a part of it. And can be able to control you and make you the sustainable person. And the way they hand it to you in a propaganda way through all their spell casting, because once they document it, they're casting a spell and making it bound. So that way, if you look at it and accept it and comply, you would be under all everything that they just wrote and cast on to us. So that's just what it is.
It's a hell of a spell. Let me go. I got a new caller. I'm going to let you talk briefly because we're about to start this thing. It's fire round up. 5045. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Good, brother. Good to have you as always. You know that. What's happening, man?
Yeah.
Been a minute.
Not much,
been
man.
A minute.
But
yeah. A lot of stuff going on. We got to catch up. All right.
Many.
Hit me up. Many. All right.
Yeah, but on the show topic, you know, those are lofty ideals and goals, but the question is that going to come through a time of peace, or will that be able to be achieved after war? Because you're going to have to go.
Good question.
Yeah, you're going to have to go against the machine. You have to go against the system
good
and enact those, and they're not loosening up on that grip, you know, anytime soon, bro. We're not going to be able to intellectually argue this out of this. We're going to have to either bring the heat. Exactly, because now they control all aspects of governance of our lives. Social media, there's almost no meeting spot anymore. There's no Zion for people to kind of collectively come together and say, okay, this is the enemy. This is the system they're trying to bring forth, and this is the fight. Who's in and who's out, you know? And that's the tough part about it, you know? Like you said, the new God in AI, already has an advantage, you know, because they have what they call a dragnet over the whole globe, you know.
That's the scary part that you tell people. You say, you know, when we talk about this on that level, you're saying it does seem to be insurmountable, being that most of these AI is run by human algorithms right now. So basically, the humans got to turn a whole new dynamic to stop with this AI fixation. What's your thoughts on that? With all this, because a lot of countries are showing. Think about that gravity machine. That could have been started by somebody on any of these islands, somewhere in these continents. And next thing you know, it's under the control of people. What's your thoughts on all this technology?
Yeah, I think. I might catch flack by this, but there's some logic in controlling it. In the sense that it's who we entrust to control it, because it can get out of hand. If we didn't have that check and balance in place, who knows where this can go. And that's where we kind of walk a tightrope. You know, this technology may be
right.
impacting the human beings, but in the wrong hands, they can very be, they can pretty much be almost like a double-edged sword, you know? If Germany was not dealt with, and look how many powers it took to kind of come against Germany, imagine the world, how the world would have been today, you know? So we got to also measure how we go at this machine or at this system and kind of clarify the operative agendas, you know? What's the point? Are you trying to eliminate human in its existing form, where we still have free will, control of our destinies,
right?
Or are you trying to impose, you know what I'm saying, a new type of dictatorship?
And then in order for that to happen, I'm glad you brought that up, because let's be real, and all of you waiting, we're gonna have some fun in a minute, so get ready. It seems to be that this format of control over people, it transcends all that rationale with all groups of people. I mean, it seems like to be embedded in history that this is what's in place. Now, the fight that is always a counterbalance, I'm sure that, but it seems like we got to go through something to reach a utopia. And is the utopia part of the fact that we are now able to have extra, you know, sensory thinking of the microchip can make our brain three-dimensional? Mm. We can see now in front of. Do some people want that? That's a fact. Some people want that. And then who are we to say that's the bad route to go unless we see a negative? I don't know right now if we're going to find that without us looking at what the whole idea of this is. That's why we got to be thinking on this. Stay with me. This game ain't going to take long, everybody. We're going to have some fun right now. We got the hot money round. Now, many of you gave five. We starting y'all off with automatic. 10 points is $10. Whoever gets the 10 points. And that means you may have to, I don't think you can answer the question. You can't say pass. If you get it wrong, you skip you don't get the point. The next person will have a chance to steal your point with a similar question within the same category. And we will be switching up all categories because, you know, we are the talk of Facts Matter and we're the esoteric radio station that gives it all you different ways. So we got 1877. My sister, we got 6661. My brother, and we got my sister. And it's many. Let me just check the down here, because some of y'all paid to get in, and y'all either scared to talk and thought that we needed the charity, but y'all helping out a charitable cause. Let me see. I make sure I go down the line. I got y'all three for sure. Brother D, you was in here. I don't know what happened to you. And then we got brother, the other Fort Lauderdale. Where you at, Fort Lauderdale? Now, too late to get in now, but that's how we're going to do it. So right now, we got three calls. One of them going to come out of this with $100. Let's see, out of y'all three. Now, today's program is going to be relative to all today's subjects will be included. If you can remember, we'll make it, give you a clue. Let me write y'all down for the clues on here so I can get y'all funny game ready. And now, let me see who got the most time. Okay, your time is out. Sister, if you're the only one without a time, that means you've been on here the longer, you will go first. Let me see. Oh, we got a toss-up. Both of y'all ran out of time. Okay. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all all hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now, we'll start with Sister. Y'all want me to say y'all name or say y'all number, but I'll say whatever y'all tell me. 1-877. Here's your first question. When did the celebration, and let me tell you this, you got 5 seconds to answer the question. That's for every one of you. I've got my clock up. Let me get my clock ready. Make sure we stop y'all from going over on time. Let me see. Oh, there we go. Okay. Now, first question. When did the celebration of Black History Month begin? 1926, 1936, 1910, or 1909?
Can you repeat that one more time?
We'll say it one more time. This time you got 3 seconds. The question is, when did the celebration of Black History Month begin? All right. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to give me the date.
Nope. You got to remember, I can't give you time to look on your phone. I know that's what you might be trying to do. So when I say you got 5 seconds, that means
you got that.
So you still stuck. Yeah, okay. Somebody's going to try to steal you. Somebody's going to get us. Let me see here. Let me write you down. Okay, now. My brother. Brother G.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. All right. You got 5 seconds. Which president officially recognized Black History Month? Would it be Delano Roosevelt? Would it be Abraham Lincoln? Would it be Nixon? Or would it be Gerald Ford?
Gerald Ford.
Oh, you got it. All right. You up. Now, you can do 1 or 2 things. Sister, you next. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
Okay, here's your question. So now, each one of y'all, get ready. Make sure I get y'all. Let's see if we get the 5 questions. Y'all might take all day. So that means these questions are now going up from 10 to $20. So whoever gets the next questions, you get a 10 here, but the next one will be, because we got to get y'all fitted with some of these questions here. I don't want y'all to take long. Ready? Who was the first African-American Nobel Peace Prize winner? A, Nelson Mandela. B, Ralph Brunch. C, Desmond Tutu. D, Waragi Mothafi.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Can I answer?
The first one.
Sorry. Nelson Mandela. No, wrong answer. Okay.
Can I answer?
No, you can't answer. We don't want you to answer nothing. Yeah, because I might answer the question a different way. It still might be the same answer. I can't have y'all. So now we're going back to the top. 1877. Now, this question will give you two. It'll make you $20 if you can get it. The oldest Black female Greek letter organization was founded in Howard University. Name that organization.
AKA?
Yep. AKA. All right. I'm going back to the brother. That's now she got, you already got one. Here's your chance to get two. To make it $30 for you. Now, you ready?
Yeah.
This question is, roughly how many Black Americans served in the Union Army and Navy during the Civil War? 250,000, 300,000, 198,000, or 100,000. And, oh man.
Say what now? Were you finished?
Yeah, that was the answer. I said, roughly how many Black Americans served in the Union and Army and Navy during the Civil War? So give me code. I'll give it to you. If you can get it within, if you can get this within 2,000 of the actual amount, I'll give it to you. How many you think?
179,000.
That's pretty good. I'll give you that. The question is He didn't get it. I said 2,000. Damn, that dude asked 20,000. Sorry about that one. Yep. He was almost there. He was almost there. Damn, now, here you go, sister. Here's time you get your two back. This is for you, sister. 199 New York. You hear me? New York?
Yes.
Be next. Chance to get your money, but put you back in the mix. Now, how many years have Dry Bones been on the air? oh, my God.
Yo, wait.
oh, my God.
Yo, dude, you've been on here for a while. Damn, I don't know about this.
No, man, you're wrong. I'm sorry. No, my goodness. No.
Can I answer that?
No, you can't get it.
Yeah, go ahead and answer it.
No, he can't ask. We're going to the question.
I like it.
Now, sister, since she missed that, you got a chance to get 20, which gives you 40. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
You ready?
Answer the question?
Yeah.
No. It's your turn now.
It's your turn now. That's right. You will have now $40.
Okay.
To answer this question. What Hollywood movie was made that described the comprehensive travel guide for blacks in locations across America and that was either black-owned or not engaged in segregational practice? What was the name of this movie or book?
Oh, I mean, I don't even understand the question.
Okay.
It was kind of
Hollywood. Hollywood made a movie about this particular phenomenon that was happening with blacks in 1936 about a comprehensive guide for traveling in locations across America. What was the name of this book and movie? You got any idea? It's a book.
I have no idea.
Okay. Now, that's going to make you, brother.
Can I answer that?
No. I might have to use it again.
You got to get in. You got to get in.
Yeah.
Cash out your $5.
He's in. He's about to now be in. Now, you missed your 20. He gets the chance now. He already got 10. Here's a chance for you to get 40, which will give you 50. We doubled it because it's so little, y'all. 50, you have 40 bucks to add to your 10 bucks will give you 50. If you can answer this question.
Is it the same question?
No, I'm getting one ready for you. I can't have you ask the same question because that gives y'all a chance to look at y'all phone. We can't have y'all looking at your phone to make it more, fun. Anyway, now, y'all ready? Listen carefully. What nation in America that holds the Statue of Liberty? That's New York, y'all. New York.
Say what now?
I said what?
You were answering the question or what?
No.
Was that to everybody or was that to him? Because I didn't know.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
I didn't know who it was referred to.
I said you had a chance, George. That you are, when she's finished, it goes to the top. It goes back to her. You're in the middle. Because it was sister, and then you, and then
what was the question?
I have to reiterate it again because I can't have you answer this question.
The reason why I didn't answer because I thought you were talking to George. I thought you were talking to him.
No, you after him. So you next. And then
I didn't. You know what? And I know that answer. I just wasn't sure if it was for me.
And you only get 5 seconds.
My
phone messed
up. It's all good.
Right now.
It's all good.
You all good. Hey, enjoy the fun, because that's what happened. I'm having a ball with this
one.
Yeah,
that's about it.
Now, y'all been listening to the program, Brother George. This is going to be something simple. I've been naming quotes. The quotes is by something that has to do with Black history. Who are the quotes that I am quoting from this program that has a lot to do with our Black history?
Cotty G. Woods.
There you go. All right. There you go. 1, 2, 3. All right. You have 50 now. 50 points. You're 50 points away from getting the big money. Sister, your turn. Now, I'm going to add. Put you in the mix. He got.
Now, you're talking to me now. You're talking
that's
to...
Your turn. Your turn, because then we go to Sister at the top. We got to go in the format we put y'all in so y'all can... Yeah, now, here you go. This is a chance. You want to double your... You want to double it, or it's going to be tough for you. If you double, you're going to be a negative. So you want to go for 20, or you want to go for a 40-point answer? Because you don't get it.
Oh, whatever. 40 is fine. Okay. I don't care.
Okay. That's where we at.
To make the game fun.
There you go. Let's all do it. I hope y'all study up, because we're going to be having this as much as y'all want to do it. Now, this is going to be kind of easy for you, I think, but I don't know. What was the... That's why noise there. Somebody, where we get that noise from? Come on,
I'm muted.
Try to kill that noise. Y'all.
Go ahead.
Sister, listen carefully. What is the organization of Martin Luther King's movement?
Say it again.
What is the name of Martin Luther King's organization? You can say it in the whole thing, or you can say it in the acronym. Name of his organization.
Shit, I don't remember.
All right. Sister, you can
answer that.
I'm sure you know, but we got to ask another question. But I will say, you know what
it is. Christian Leadership Conference.
There you go. I'm like, that's why I said, I know you got the phone. Y'all got to just look it up real quick, because that is a no. I thought, well, I'll get you. All right, sister, here's your chance. You're already at 20. I'm going to double it. Uh-oh. Next round for ending. If you can answer this question, you'll be right back in the running. You ready for the question? Okay, listen carefully. Make sure you're listening. I want to make sure I hear you.
Okay.
Marcus Garvey was known as a black what?
Marcus Garvey was known,
as a black black what? A black, the word would be the next word for a black what?
A black civil rights leader?
No, man.
A Jamaican leader? Jamaican?
No. You only get one chance.
Can I answer?
You can answer it, because since we get to the hot round, tell her what it was.
Marxist?
No, black nationalist.
Communist?
Yeah, black nationalist.
Oh,
nationalist.
Okay.
Yeah, so that knocks her out. Wow, brother, here you go. Here's a chance. Who would know? You know you got to get a doozy to get the game. You hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right, let me get one for you here. All right. Name the oldest Christian city in the world?
Jerusalem.
Ethiopia. Okay. Wow. This is a tough. Wow. Sister, here's your chance. Y'all ready? Here's your chance right here. One, two, three, four. You got $40. You probably going to be $10 or 10 away if you can answer this $40 question. $40 question, which will give you 80 points. You'll be really close. Next round should get you if you can do it. You hear me?
Yeah, barely. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Name the king that crossed the Atlantic to the Western world.
Hold on.
Did you say the Atlantic? The Atlantic, yeah, it's too late to get to the Western world.
Menemusa,
yeah, you'd have got that one. That'd have got you close. Oh man, this could be, this could be it, bro.
Yo, I'm not
sister,
right into it.
Yeah, sister, here's the test. Sister T.
I'm ready for this one.
Okay, now this will give you 40 points will put you at 60. So we got enough questions for you. So y'all doing pretty good. Y'all doing a half-hour show. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get you. This is going to be a... Okay. Oh, here, let me ask you some more. I got two minutes I want to ask you from. Okay. Let me get just a little more. There we go. Okay. Name one of the Jesuit colleges in America. Just name one. And Georgetown would have been easy for you. Bro, this is it. Georgetown. Jesuit College, Georgetown. That's it, bro. This could be the one that does it.
Okay.
Listen carefully. Okay. Now, what white supremacist group named Marcus Garvey the Black Hitler?
Ku Klux Klan.
There you go. All right. You won $100, bro. That was enough to get you in the hump. There you go. All right. That's it. One. We have more participation because it went down and did steal the round. If you couldn't answer, you get the money for that to keep. But unfortunately, you have participated. And so everybody know we for real. I know you did. You deserve this first and more to come. Hot money rounds. So I'm looking forward to y'all joining us on that because we're going to keep it going. So let's take a quick break. I'm going to cash my man out. And how's your phone?
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention if you can't afford free food. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill. The pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be pecking lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Cause it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A pack of bucks. And lo and behold, one's funking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of beer.
The non-profit organization.
When you get your phone.
name that feeling. Would you trade your funk for what's behind the third door? It's a big deal. Heads I win, tail you lose.
Good time. We're gonna make it happen. And brother, did you already get your cash out?
Did I get it?
I sent it to you.
Oh yeah. I see it, bro. Thanks for the love, bro.
Yeah, that's how that's how it works.
Sorry.
Yeah. He got it, man. Hey, I gave y'all hey, the NAACP in Georgetown, y'all was back in it. Man, we'd have to go for the other round, boy. My goodness. Hey, that's what we come here to do. Bring back to your intellect that which is lost. Now, let's get y'all back in here because we want to keep it hot. And next time we do it, the more participate, the more higher, but the more harder the question's going to be. Shit, you might make it the $200 round. Then we got to make sure you answer each question within 5 seconds. All right, now, let's go here because we got a lot of distractions. Y'all just heard you got the dialectic paradigm. You got our own. We got the white. You got this. Some solutions on how, what y'all thought about earlier, what we read with the money. Everybody talking about, tangibles. We want gold. We want silver. We heard that. You got to dig in the earth to get the gold and silver, though. And that's where another battle at. Who owns that? It's pyramid to what's going on. And I know y'all going to say this was our land. That's an easy argument to throw, but it's really simple. It's not protected. Okay, so obviously it was eventually at one time, and some of us still own land in America. That's not even an issue. The issue is, are we able to use the resource of the land? So let's go here. Let's get y'all back in here. Politic game is coming, y'all. What y'all see coming in your areas? I'm gonna go to the top. AT, let's go on, sister. What's your vibe for the politic game, and how you see what's happening in your region, based on your location? Is considered a paramount strategic location for
I'm just hoping that the people just wake up here and understand that even if we take back Georgia, and most people don't realize that back in the Civil War, the Southern was the actual Democrats. When we were fighting the Civil War, we were fighting against the North, which was the Republicans. So now I don't know, but they're using it as propaganda too, as the Republicans as the racists from the South. But in reality, it really happened. It was a flip. I'm not sure when it happened, when the Republicans returned back to the South in majority. But I believe that if we can secure our elections, this 22. The Democrats is going to take a beating like you've never seen it before, because black people And I want to give a shout out to, we got a Jones. If you guys listen to Fox News, I know y'all think it's a racist show, but it really isn't. But if you guys check out, they got more black men coming in. They got two black guys that's coming on at 9 p.m. at 10 p.m. on Saturday. And Jones kicked it real hard. He's a really great upcoming black journalist.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I like
he's,
to get, yeah.
He's a politician.
He's hands-on. He's hands-on. He's live. He's hands-on.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah, and,
yeah.
You can feel his sincerity and his love for his black people. So black people here in Georgia, I think we're going to rise up and realize when you look at the two evils, as everyone always say, you know, there's two evils. You look at the evil of the Democrat Party, KKK, Albert
right.
Pike, fake turn down a statue, propaganda.
Hey,
and they keep in, let me just finish, brother, and they keep in the sacred Albert Pike still alive and well. So here in Georgia, I'm praying that we as a group of black folks do not vote the black Democrats in office, because the propaganda is they make us believe that they care about black people, and they really don't care about us, because you look at our ghettos and all black ran cities.
I got
cities,
you.
So
I got you. We got
we're
you. We got
vote.
You. We got you. I know you're saying it's true. I just want to make sure you know. I mean, I want to give you a time frame, because you know when you're on them shows with them, they only give you a certain amount of time, and people try to realize that we're trying to get y'all views on it, but I know y'all can go pretty long because y'all are passionate about what's going on. Now, brother, Brother G, same thing, our area. I mean, she named her area being the same way. So basically, we're seeing that there is a surge of blacks into the mainstream of this political fire. What you seeing for this area as far as where you see the direction going?
Well, for down here, you know, below the Mason-Dixon line or the Free State, you know, it's going to be, no matter what, Democrat. The only Democrat that's going to be able to come out of Florida is going to be probably in Miami-Dade County, and that's about it. But when you go up those, up the ladder, the states, West Palm and Ocala and all that, it's going to be, like the sister said, it's going to be such a big red wave that it's going to be a tsunami, and we're going to need it. And then I can really see the purge coming into effect. You know, we got 2 million illegals plus. Just imagine how many of them are undercutting jobs that we could have had. And then they're going to hire more IRS agents to go after those PPE cowboys
that. Yeah. Now, that makes sense, because I see that happening here. Now, okay, Brother Cerici, you next, Brother West. Now, you in the same part of you in Georgia, I don't know about the same part, but you in that area.
Hey.
Do you agree? You agree what she's saying, too? Do you agree what she's saying about Georgia? What's your view on it?
Yeah. But first, I want you to know I just sent you the $5 of cash out, man. All right? So check it on your name.
Yeah.
I just sent it.
All right. Well, next round, next time we do it, you win it.
All right. Just want to make sure, man. But, I agree with what the sister's saying, man. I agree with what she's saying, but right now my mind was making sure I confirm my paper, man. That's all. I agree with what you say, man. I can't argue with no woman 9 times out of 10. Hell no. I agree with
I'm just saying, but what civil policy?
Yeah.
I mean, did you say earlier that you said some guy was going to be running for Georgia? I asked you to keep an eye on him.
Oh,
you said you're going to check. Yeah. What happened with that?
Yeah.
What's
Bernie
going
Jones,
on with that?
Man. Bernard Jones.
Right.
I don't know, man, because now Trump said he's not supporting him, but I hope my man stayed in the race. I mean,
you
get support from the people.
Right. Let's go there, because remember, we don't have some Trump fun on this show a lot of times. We have some great Trump material going on. But let's go with that. Trump might be losing power with the Canadian fraction up there, everybody. I want y'all to know that, because of the fact that a lot of what's going on, he knows about it. He could have put something now. Now him and Pence are going to be arguing, everybody, about should he have not called the election. Now, again, these are the same folks made the fight like that. But I will say this about Trump. He did say things that was pretty much esoterically put in place to say, hey, y'all waking up to this. You see, the news is fake. Most presidents would never call the news fake. To call out a country that owe us money. Many times I was been around a bunch of shit. People say the government never, some nations never paid us. We During the Civil War times, everybody, we rebuilt your tax base, rebuilt Europe. It's called the Marshall Plan. That might be on one of the questions of the next round. We still going was the Marshall Plan. That was the biggest reparation ever paid to any group in American history. It was called the Marshall Plan. But you won't hear that at a black, you won't hear a reparation show, because that's not real. I mean, you think they're going to really give us reparations, everybody, if we just heard that man say, all of us heard him say, we might give the immigrants $400,000. Now they're bringing them in undercover. They've been caught bringing them in like cocaine, bringing them in the dead of night. Now, what y'all got to say about that? Now, come on. How long can we play that game, everybody? If that's human smuggling, ain't that human smuggling? Is that human smuggling?
Absolutely. Silk Road, okay. Silk Road smuggling.
Yeah. So if you're able to move people around, man, into different jurisdictions, and some was in Florida. I want y'all to know that. Some was done in Florida. I look at both sides. DeSantis might have to address that. And so is New York State, which you knew they were going to do it, and different other areas that are flying in the midnight, everybody, the midnight. How that happens? Somebody make a noise. That's why I say it's gone.
Hey,
I don't know what it is. Go ahead. I hear you jump in, but that's you. Please try to mute yourself if y'all got people around you.
Suppose those people that they brought in are actually assassins for their fifth or sixth part of their agenda.
Woo!
That's why
Creed.
So they're paying them off.
Assassin Creed. Wow. 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 Now, I know it sounds funny. Everybody take that. You play the game on your Xbox or your PlayStation, and you know it is very nice. They made the movie Assassin Creed where they had them, you know, took them back into history with the body and put the thing in his brain. Now, I'm saying to myself, that's not really far-fetched. I mean, if you look at what's going on with the pirating of the whole Seven Seas, y'all tell me what y'all, is that a movie? Right now, if we was all get together and put a script together right now, I better be the biggest script in the world if we get the money behind it. Imagine some of the stuff we say on here that actually has come true just by us talking about it through what other people has taught us through past. Nobody can say we didn't hear this in the past. We did hear it. What y'all think about the past, the dead telling us?
Hey, I agree, man. The ancestors be telling us everything, man. Especially
every
time I look at the sun, I get downloaded some stuff, and it's a beautiful time to be alive, man.
Wes,
I just saw that Vernon Jones has met with the president. I didn't know that. Going to run for the 6th or the 10th congressional. And I believe is the reason why he's probably going with Senator Perdue is because in order for Perdue to get his support, Trump told him to file a lawsuit for election fraud when he was running.
Right. Right.
To prove his loyalty.
Yeah.
And because all of Trump, you know, they were saying that there was no harm damage. But he can say he was the candidate and the harm was damaged. So I got to file that law. So that's the only thing I can think why he probably, as I'm reading it now, is supporting Perdue over Jones, because him and Jones do got a relationship because he spoke at his
I heard that. But hold on, let me ask you a question because y'all both there. Yeah, y'all ones who brought the first news to us, y'all firsthand see it. Stacey Abrams' sister, possibility could be a replacing her where she didn't make it here. We put your sister in. Does the black community, which is hallmark, this y'all gonna get more black history than we are here. Y'all, Atlanta and all y'all and some of these Mississippi areas, they gonna use the civil rights bamboo hammer on y'all so much this month. The question is, when we watch the Griot channel, which I have watched, do watch the movies, but do you see our commentary? We are actually advocating our people getting vaccinated as if it's a sin if we don't do it. Have y'all noticed that, or is that just me? Have y'all noticed that that black radio or black, I mean, Ricky Smiley is acting like it's our duty to do this. Now Shaq is coming out for it, which y'all said me. But hold on, somebody, I think, Wesley, you sent me Shaq. Somebody turn your radio down. I know y'all want to hear,
yeah,
wanna hear yourself, but.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that?
Yeah, I sent you Shaq, man.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq turned it up.
Y'all what?
Turn your radio down.
Down, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shaq, Shaq said, one thing about what Shaq said, he said everybody should have a choice. There shouldn't be no mandate. But
right.
Then at the end of the article, he said he took the shot.
Yeah, he took it. Him, Stephen A. Hold on, him, Stephen A. And all of them trying to kiss out because they getting attacked by people saying, "Look at y'all doing this." And so now they trying to say, "Oh, because remember, they showed their true colors, man." I seen a lot of black people go berserk on the radio and on TV as if they work for Dr. Fauci. That's what
yep.
I'm thinking.
They weaponized.
Look like they
going
for Dr. Fauci
heaven.
To me.
Hey, Bone.
All of them are commercial radio, man. You know, they chewing
right.
up that shit and spitting that propaganda. Like you
There you go. That would be one of the questions. See,
hey,
that's
Bone.
Why I say propaganda. Go ahead. Propaganda. Go ahead.
I actually, myself, during the holidays, I actually got turned away from a family member's house. I walked in the house, and I didn't have a bag, but I got one, and they asked me, say, "Have you been vaxxed?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, you can't come here." And I turned back around and said, "Okay, I'm out of here." But that
yep.
goes to show you the
yep.
psychotomy of
yep.
what's going on.
Oh, no, it happened. No, hold on. Hold on, people. Let's not play dumb. I got to play this tape, too, before we go, because after 1 o'clock, I have no more power over the board. But I told y'all told y'all, you told yourself, you told others, that this was going to be turned into the most easiest way to kill off people ain't by the military, it's with each other. It's with each other.
Yep,
so they had to
man.
Come they had to come up with something that would we be close to each other, and now we battling over something that we say we don't believe in. Go ahead, jump in. I got
hey,
make
bro.
It quick. Make it quick. Make it quick.
Hey, bro, if you win all that money, you can have a lot of paper. They're going to be coming to your house to get some, man.
Hey, drop bones. I got
hey, man,
like
come
that.
On. If you come down south, you can get some.
What you say, man?
Hey, he got to come north. He in Georgia. But drop bones, I want to say this. Imagine if for some divine reason or some somebody finds some information, right? That the melanated people in America are the indigenous people, and by law, this land should be given back to them, right? Look how many people is taking that poke and poking up their children. So exactly how many people that you think will survive if there is a button that they could hit that are set up everybody's
heart? That's a movie, man.
But would be alive.
That's a Twilight Zone
that movie
we got to put together. Because think about what you just said. Think about what you said. Here's a script. The script is we find out, they found out that through the clause, they got to give it back, but they don't want to. So they got to give it back, but they figure if we give it back, their numbers will be less. And, oh, man, what a movie. Okay, I got to play. I only got a few minutes, and then I'm bringing y'all right back. This is why this is part of Tampa. Tampa, I found some serious history down here. Ooh, and I went and put in Central Florida. Man, oh, man. I got into Tampa travel. I thank y'all from Tampa. Listen to Tampa. Boy, what a history. What a history down here. Unbelievable. Listen to this.
The Pledge of Allegiance was the origin of the stiff-armed salute adopted later by the National Socialist German Workers' Party. For more information, visit rexcurry.net, the site that archives the discoveries of the noted historian Dr. Rex Curry, author of the book Pledge of Allegiance Secrets. The original pledge began with a military salute that was then extended out toward the flag. In practice, the second gesture was performed palm down. The pledge was written in 1892 by Francis Bellamy. Francis was the cousin to Edward Bellamy, author of an international bestseller that launched the nationalism movement. Edward's book was translated into every major language, including German. Francis and Edward were both self-proclaimed socialists in the nationalism movement, and they promoted military socialism. The Bellamys wanted government to take over all schools. When the government granted their wish, the government schools imposed segregation by law and taught racism as official policy. Government schools also forced robotic chanting to flags. All of that behavior even outlasted German National Socialism. In addition to the notorious salute, American socialists also bear some blame for the notorious symbol used by the National Socialist German Workers' Party on its flag. Edward Bellamy worked with the Theosophical Society, another socialist group, and during that time, the Theosophical Society used the symbol adopted later by the German National Socialists. Although an ancient symbol, it was altered for use as overlapping S letters for socialism. It was turned 45 degrees from the horizontal and was oriented in the S direction to highlight the overlapping S letters for socialism. Similar alphabetic symbolism was used in the SS division, and similar symbolism is still visible today, every day, on the streets as Volkswagen logos. As part of the anti-libertarian practice, people were persecuted for refusing to perform the straight arm salute and mechanical chanting to the nation's flag. That happened at the same time in the USA and in Germany. The pledge's early right arm salute was not an ancient Roman salute. The ancient Roman salute is a myth. Professor Curry showed that the ancient Roman salute myth came from the pledge. For more information, visit rexcurry.net, the site that archives the work of the nation's leading authority on the pledge.
Now, that was the pledge. They had black kids in the Tampa area. When you go to that Rex Curry, and they had them with the flag, all in the same uniform here in Tampa. All hands up stuff. Now, I'm telling you straight up, they used the NAACP.
Oh, my goodness.
You see it?
Man, hey, bro, one of the books that his father wrote, Edward Bellamy, look at Biden's logo. He has a book called Equality. What did they use the symbol for, Biden? Biden's with the two, remember the negation?
Right. When we said it was a Baphomet. Yeah, exactly.
His book, man, that's in Biden's campaign logo.
Now, again, just the facts. Y'all.
And that's
just
the Nazi salute.
Just the facts. Just the facts on this program. Now, I'm trying to figure out. This was taught to black folks in schools in the South. In the South. Y'all said earlier, I don't know where y'all went to, but y'all made some beautiful points. The Confederate flag is not a bad flag. Look at the symbols of the Confederate flag. It goes back to the Abadals thing. They wear the hood at Ku Klux Klan mask, don't they? Go look it up. Y'all think I'm making this up? That's why we got to do cash money rounds, to see y'all really know your shit. The Ku Klux Klan outfit is not even American made. Show you the untold story. That's why we got to do three parts of this. Three parts of this untold story. Untold. If those of you want to know the clues for next program, just look at the slideshow and let's see if you can find out the clues. And again, we're going to be doing cash money rounds, so get ready. Every program is worth even more if you only bet on it. I'm going to coin that right there. All right, let's get it on. Now, because I'm saying this, because again, this is happening. Your kids are going to be, you're going to be dead. Most of you have passed. If you ain't really in, you know, no one knows how long a person's going to live. I can't say it, but if you don't realize how fast this can go, and your offsprings that you all have in some form of fashion, family members, they're the next carriers of your biological DNA. Sister said about the Harriet of Leaks. Well, I ain't really gonna worry about Harriet Leaks. We all got DNA. You know, I know they want to keep you thinking Harriet of Leaks is the only person they ever took. That she cannot be the only person they ever took. Come on, everybody. Some of you, let me ask y'all some questions to see if your aptitude is up to your own money game. I got the lines open. Do y'all think Henrietta Leaks is the only person that they took DNA from?
Of course not.
Okay.
Of course not. They got my kid at CDC right now. I made some of my products, clones and shit. They got my kid tonight.
Oh, see? So, just by you
telling
me that.
Think about it.
Just think about it. Now, let's go even further. This is why we're going to see the conscious level. Now,
Tuskegee.
Is it possible? Thank you. Now, Tuskegee, as profitable as it is, they ran some serious, I mean, you don't even know about, that's how you know we ain't that bright. We only know about one experiment. Go look up the amount of experiments they did at Tuskegee, and you will want to whoop their ass. Seriously. You will be like, I got to, y'all need your ass whooped. That you would be conducting this type of experiment, but only going to tell us like one only. Like, and that's all we keying on through brainwashing, propaganda. It's the Tuskegee experiment. Okay, what about the Henrietta Leach experiment with the other people they done got to make all this go on? That was going on at the same time. Same time. Yet, some people just say, remember Dr. Phil Valentine's calling the show and different shows across the country and say, the DNA of Malcolm X is Obama. Y'all remember that controversy out there? I can't say.
That's what Amy be talking about, man. That's what Amy trying to tell y'all.
Well, you know, I don't, you know, we are, I mean, I got this out there on DNA book. I just wouldn't have seen it for myself. It was like, it's there. She confirming the fact that she's aware of it too. So that's why I said, I don't take that for granted. But we don't have some people in this 8 years that was, and you should know that, Brother West, that was on this crazy psychotic game that we used to say, oh, they crazy.
Nine years.
Yeah.
They also said that he has Akhenaten blood in him, too. And how about
that's right. They showed him as Akhenaten. They sure did. They showed him as Akhenaten.
Splicing genes. The marrow from those pharaohs and whatnot.
All those pharaohs.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you get. Now, see, I just want to say, I don't want y'all to think, when I tell you, I just want y'all to realize how much symbolism y'all are saying. And I'm going to put the symbol, bone marrow. Yeah, that's the rib of the story of Adam. Wasn't his sperm, it was his bone marrow. That rib story.
Atom.
Yeah. So this is also metaphysical for sure. And I'm glad y'all into that because that's also got to be included for you to understand it. Even if it's minuscule, even if you don't know how to do quantum splitting and all that, at least be aware of the consciousness that people are practicing it. That at least gives you a game up. If you think that don't exist, then you on the checkerboard for checkmate. Plain and simple. If you think some of this
is
dry bones,
it goes back to what.
Go ahead.
It goes back to what they say. Anything you eat becomes a part of you. So they say eat lions and things like that to manifest the energy and the bravery of a lion. So they're giving society cows and chickens, and they're not warriors.
But hold on. Who now I've seen it. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it is a ritual. People in those continents where lions and tigers are prominent, they were eating them to say they gained the strength of the animal. This is just facts. It's not made up. It's facts. People drink blood. If y'all ain't never had the balls of an oyster, what they call it, the oysters or the balls of a cow, delicacies for strength. Now, question to y'all.
Hey, Paul.
Who's it for? What's the strength for, though? That'd be a $100 question. What's the strength for?
Hey, drop on. That dude, what's his name, Dimbach Mixie, the one that led that revolt in Virginia, when they killed him, they boiled him and took this melanin, man. They were drinking this melanin.
Well, I ain't a surprise, but when you cut people's balls off, which is actually more ancient than
ritual,
when you cut their balls off, the question was, you know, you cutting balls off people now, what that represents should be actually something y'all should think about, and it didn't start with white people. See, that's
I got the answer for that, Dry Bones. I got the answer for
$20. Go ahead. Somebody help me with that.
It's tapping into that gene pool. It's trying to tap into that gene pool, bro.
Yeah.
And they say, remember Dick Gregory said all them boys that were missing in the 80s, they took their balls out to get that interferon? Remember he said that?
Dick Gregory, that's a hell of a comment. That's like a comment. We talked about Dicks and you bring up Dick Gregory. I love it, man. Yeah, that's what he sure did. But Dick Gregory, remember now, here go Atlanta again. Atlanta allowed some of the most craziest, heinous killings that you could even imagine. Think what they did when the so-called, I'll be honest with you. All right, I'm not going to say I can beat up everybody, but I'm going to give your ass a fight. If Wayne Williams came on to me, he going to really get an ass whooping. I will give it all. He ain't even that big, so I mean, you can't take nobody's size for granted. Grant that's the art of war. But I'm just saying, he was not somebody who could take on all these cats and beat
that's
them
right,
up.
Right. He was a patsy.
Come on,
man.
You
just like Oswald, man.
Right.
You just like Oswald and James L. Ray. They got to blame somebody for what the shit they doing.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. See, this would be tough. Now, what would be the answer, everybody, for what event was taking place for this to manifest? What national event took place when all this took place after the end results? Two times they had some drama. Atlanta had drama two times. Wayne Williams, and then this cat did a crazy thing at what
the
event?
Bomber.
Y'all know?
The bomber.
At what event?
Olympics.
The Olympics.
Thank you. And 96.
Now, hold on, everybody. You in the Winter Olympics. Didn't Biden tell you dark winter? And who has the Olympics?
China.
Dark winter.
And did y'all hear what Pelosi
word,
said about China? To the press, they want.
She said, go play. We know how wicked they could be and ruthless.
Go ahead. Since you brought it to the first point, go ahead. Talk what she said, because that's deep. She said that.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah, that was amazing. What she said is, she know that the players want to go over there, and they might want to comment about the Chinese government and tour, but you need to be very careful.
What?
Okay, not to say things that you shouldn't say about the people in the country, because if you do, it could be what word did she use, y'all?
Ruthless.
She said it could be dangerous for you. Very
dangerous.
Dangerous.
It could be. Now hold on. We don't watch CNN news. I don't watch, because I watch all adversarial news too. I watch this shit. I don't know. I had just looked at a KKK rally. I want to see what they say. I see. That's the way I think. I think I need to listen to what they're saying. If y'all don't think that way, I don't know what to tell you. But
yeah.
I'm gonna listen to some enemies. Y'all can pretend like
yeah,
you said ain't
right.
Really. Okay. So I'm just gonna say this. Now hold on. Let me finish. When I tell y'all that they are purging, and y'all think it's a joke, I know, but that's not a joke. The Russian people are the only group that has had the last purge. Mao Zedong, he purged communism. They have to have a purge. Stalin, he purged. They had to have a purge. I don't know what to tell y'all, but if you keep thinking that they won't kill and that you may be exemplary stopped by something, no, because you can be killed in a car accident tomorrow. I'm telling you, this plan is so diabolical that the people going to love it. That's the part that's so crazy. Look at New York, everybody. New York, the state of my passport, vaccine passport. The passport probably will be soon to get into New York once this, because remember, they're going to war so they can suspend what, everybody? What do you suspend in war, everybody? Come on, your mic's open.
Money.
So much. Money. No, not money. We said it on the show. Your Constitution.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
In an act of war, everybody. In an act of war, they suspend. That's why you take a vaccine shot. Now, Trump knew. This is what Trump, his hands are bloody. Trump knew that he was using executive orders that to bring that emergency thing in. So that let me know his hands was washed. His hands was washed. This is all a cult. His hands was washed. He's actually Pontius Pilate. And he had to do it. Now, his base is really looking at him. That's why the black vote is so still. As dumb as our people is about politics, let's just be honest. Dumb as hell. Ain't no need to even sugarcoat this shit no more. They couldn't tell you a statue, like you said earlier, brother. Why don't you go around, Brother West, and ask people, give me the latest statue you heard about with the Georgia government. Watch how they want to kick your ass for asking that crazy, that hell of a question that's going to control their kids. So I already know that you are dealing with clones. You should already know you're dealing with clones already. I'm just warning y'all. Y'all don't have to believe me. I'm giving you some intelligence. That's what God sends out to people, supposedly. You don't even know you're dealing with blacks that are in power now are already cloned. They will kill you for... They will kill you for a 5% raise. A 5% raise. Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So now let's go. Y'all ready for this? Are y'all really ready for the Helios? I don't think you really are. And I want you to know, I listen to the Truth Seeker. I'm going to turn y'all on before we take y'all. Truth, let me get y'all here. Truth, now, if y'all start acting up, I'm going to cut the show. If y'all or the show finished. Let me just say this. The guy that we show with the, some of y'all can't get in, but the guy that we show with the dramatic, Brother Eddie, always kicked it off. But they used to send us tape that dude who do the thing about the football and stuff. Now, y'all mentioned it, Brother D mentioned it earlier about Regina King and so forth. I just want y'all to know that y'all send the videos. But y'all have to now analyze yourself. Can y'all live in an area, your own zip code? If you're able to watch a person get thrown out of a 60-foot building that corresponds with gambling, man, you got to know the NFL. We talked about Florida. This is after hours with Dry Bones because, you know, we overtime time. You got to know that Flores, what's his name, dude? His name is, look at his, so I should be having a question. Somebody tell me right quick. Do you see the middle of Flores' name? What's his middle name? Anybody know? What's his middle name? Yeah, y'all got phone.
Forrest who?
The coach of the Miami Dolphins, Bryant Flores. What's his middle name, everybody? Look it up. Somebody come on. I know you got phones. I got the lines
open. Is it Rudolph or Hitler?
No. Somebody look it up with a phone. It's easy. So I want y'all to answer the own question. Brian Flores, middle name. What's his middle name? All you got to do is put Flores in and put, what is it? What is it? I ain't going to go
back. Let's see here.
I got phones.
They don't have it. Just have Brian Francisco.
Francisco!
Oh, Francisco.
Okay.
So are they the Druids? Is that the same thing as the Druids?
The Franciscan order was the order that was the one commissioned with the Dominican order. Look up Franciscan order and Dominican order of the Roman Catholic Church, and y'all get back to me about if we telling facts or not. Come on. Come on. Now, ain't that strange? Some Jewish lawyer took his case immediately. I can't get nobody to take my case against Dade County, but they could just jump in and take his case on the same shit I'm experiencing on the local level. Really?
And he, Piscean, two fish feed the multitude.
Oh, see? See, I know y'all don't say. Do you really know
what Jesus
world?
Do?
Do you really know the cult world? That's why this program put together for those of you who still believe, you think you know what you believe. Because ain't no way you should not know that when you look at his nation and say, God damn, this is a psyop. Immediately, Francisco. And that's in the book, Clock of Destiny. I didn't come up with this. I got that from my man, CM Bay. CM Bay, one of the baddest. Yeah, one of the baddest. CM Bay, one of the baddest. Y'all don't know, but look them up. Anyway, all I can tell people is it's about to get deeper and deeper because we are in the rabbit hole. This is Alice in Wonderland. It is definitely Alice in Wonderland. What we going to wonder, we shall soonly land. Now, let's go even further with this. Whoopi Goldberg, again, she played in what Masonic movie with Steven Spielberg? Called The Color. Ain't that the
Purple.
Revelation? Ain't that the Purple. Revelation? Ain't the Harlot? What's the Harlot of Babylon with a ray in?
Hey, and it was the holy cloth that was draped over the cross of death.
Yeah. And it's in Revelation. That's the main one.
Color Purple.
I know you know more about that because you know it's way more than a lot of shit. But for those Bible people who think that your book is just some book, look at Revelation. She's in scarlet and purple.
Hey, whoever on the beach down there, please mute yourself. You're on the beach, man.
Yeah, somebody's driving.
I'm guilty.
I'm a real.
Well, let me say this. How about Ghost? How about Ghost? She was an oracle in Ghost, wasn't she?
Oh, thank you, man. For that one, you can stay on a little longer. Just close your windows, man. You ain't got no AC. Call the weather. Hey, Oracle and Ghost, it was D because that's one of her most prized possession movie, Ghost. And then again, why not? And again, look at her name. It took her into the prestigious astronaut. She wasn't dumb. Whoever right now, here's where we're going to get deep with black people get mad because I bring up these things. Now, I told you, I didn't pick this book. This book picked me. I happened to be looking through some shit one day, and I found the book called, I know, it was something about a documentary about, it was old. It was called The Nation Within a Nation, but you thought it was talking about us and the white man. They was talking about black folks with immigration. During the time of the Nation of Islam and all them, the immigrational groups were the Jamaicans, the Caribbean Island people in Boston, New York, who got jealous. This is a fact. I got to bring it up because part two, y'all going to be having to start repenting. Otherwise, nothing but pure annihilation to come unto you. Ain't that in your Bible books and all your great books? For your lack of repentance. That ain't even no money involved. That's just getting on your knees and saying, we have fucked up. Now, let's move forward. But you haven't even admitted that because many of you still blame the white man after being given thousands of proofs that ain't no white man around after the 1700s. You name one. Put your money where your mouth is. Let's bet it. Name me some white guy that was ruling over niggas and Asian niggas and the island niggas up until what time? This is where the problem comes with y'all. Because propaganda pretty much got y'all to believe some of the shit without doubting them. Thank goodness for those of us who was really in the occult world seeing the wickedness that you can do if you want to rule over people. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Anytime somebody can tell you to give them all your money, ain't that pimping? And many of us, like myself and sister, you on the line, people was giving full-ass paychecks. So I don't know what y'all know about pimping. But pimping go beyond taking the dick and pussy out. It could go into the mind. When you go into the mind, pimping, that's why it's called mining. So now I'm going to let y'all roll. I'm going to digress so y'all can say, but y'all need to see how much, you know what we do? When we let y'all go free, y'all go into chaos. Because you under order over chaos. We already know that. That's why we do it. You don't think we do stuff for just to entertain. We actually want to see the mind. Because all y'all from different zip codes. Every single call from 927-843-404-78. I can go all down the line. It's still hanging in there. 224-302-74. I can go all day. Remember, I've made that point about the dude who do the gematria. They cut his numbers down. If you've been watching him, he said, my number's been cut down, and so have mine. So whatever we saying, we know that they have cut our numbers down tremendously. Because the amount we had to now, we under a filter. So I know time is short.
Hey, drop on.
Time is short. Go ahead. Jump in. I'm going to stay quiet. We'll see how y'all act.
I just want to say this. I think it's interesting they're letting people in here from somewhere in the Arab nation. They're letting the Mexicans in here from South America, but they tearing up Haiti. They're using machines to cause earthquakes so they can get the resources out of the
soil. You know that. You know that.
They won't let them practice their ancient religion, and they're killing them over there. And some of them came over here to try and get so-called political asylum. They gave them airplane tickets back to Haiti, but yet they're letting Mexicans walk in here. They're letting Arabs, you know, they're giving Arabs, and putting them in Airbnbs and giving them money.
Now, the question I would ask the name I'm going to say. Hold on, before you talk, Wes, give an answer. The answer would be what are they called, Wes, so we can get everybody to start thinking. What are they called? That's the first clue. What are they called, the people that come in here as a group?
Immigrants, ain't
immigrants?
Illegal aliens.
That too, but they're Latin. They're Latin Americans. Go ahead. Now you jump in. Did y'all look that up? Latin Americans.
Yeah. I just want to say this. Brian Flores, you know where he from? He from Honduras.
Right. That was. I found that out without even doing, I didn't even know. I've been watching the Dolphins. I'm thinking, I was shocked that the Miami Dolphins even picked a black dude. I'm going to be honest with you. Because anybody know Miami, they have taken a huge, since my being here 37 years, they have taken huge chunks of black land. Then when I go home, it's the same thing. So I'm like, okay, I might as well stay where the warm is at. If you're going to take the land, at least I could be taking it with the cold and fucking hot weather. Shit. You're going to take the land, I'm in the snow. It scares the shit out of me sometimes when I think about that concept. So that's the difference. Ain't like we got power in all these other places. It's warm as hell here. And so you feel better bodily. I'm going to be honest with you. Bodily, Wes, you say it all the time. Where else can I get the sun? And it's less chemtrails down here because guess I'm going to tell you something about Miami. They might chemtrail area once in a blue moon because I watched them do it. It's not often. You know why? Think about that one, why, everybody. Why won't
salt,
you?
The salt in the air.
Uh-huh. And the
breeze, too.
And the breeze. It's called Bahama Breeze. You know that one, brother. Anybody been to Bahama Breeze? Know what
yes,
I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, let me just say this. The rainforest can clean itself out. That's why they want control of it. It can cleanse itself. The atmosphere actually can cleanse itself. Y'all should know this is pretty much, I'm not even that bright, and that's what I was taught. It cleans itself, goes around, cleans itself. At the same token, because these diabolical agents, now we're going to go into the fallen angels. We had 111. That's beautiful. These angels that y'all claim is on earth. Wouldn't they not know? Because they've been compared to knowing God. Ain't they what they've been compared to? They said they know good and evil too. So they knew that this was good, that the earth can cleanse itself. But they said we can do one better. Meaning, their knowledge of what was known, they now say we can implement. They one better is really AI. They can't supersede it. They must inseed it. Meaning that they must come amalgamate it. And that's where you get your so-called the incubus story and all these stories about the woman being able to have multiple conceptions. You haven't seen it. We have people have babies, 6 or 7, called, she was called whatever, the quintuplets. She was having them all. They had a black chick on A&E. She did the same thing. The people could do this on the earth, everybody. You just hearing about it as it's new, but it's not new. They used to be in the circus. We're going to do a show on black circus. Y'all think the black circuses that you see now was the real circus? No, man. No. The real circus was in St. Louis, the World Fair. They had people who were able to have two heads. They had people who was, it used to be, what they did was they make it called the freak show, but they were the mutants. So they end up making Hollywood, end up making the movie about them called The Mutants. They had wolf babies. Y'all ain't never seen the wolf man, baby? Even when we was little, we used to see that when we was kids. Y'all never seen that? Y'all's lines open.
Y'all he was from South America.
Yeah, we saw
that. That's right. They used to bring the call the cabachuchas and shit. These little kids be furred up and shit. Now, whether they was fake, they didn't look fake to me. I mean, but it could have been. But let's go even further. They had people had teeth on top of their head and shit. They was mutated. The question was, what caused the mutation that